Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. An endorsement as good as gold. Republican candidates with President Trump's seal of approval continue racking up primary wins. In the U.S. Senate primary in Texas, Trump endorsed Ken Paxton, soundly defeating veteran Senator John Cornyn.
When everyone in Washington told him to abandon me and abandon the people of Texas, he didn't listen. Instead, he gave his complete and total endorsement. President Trump is the leader of our party, and his endorsement in this is the most powerful force in politics.
Cornyn says he'll back Paxton.
I've always supported the Republican ticket, and I intend to do so again in this general election. I've said throughout this race that I trust the voters of Texas, and they've made their decision, and I must respect it.
Paxton will face Democrat James Tallarico in November. Following his latest physical, President Trump says everything checked out perfectly. A six-month medical and dental checkup. One person dead, several injured, nine others missing. After a chemical tank melted down at a paper mill in Longview, Washington, that tank holding a volatile witch's brew of chemicals.
As Battalion Chief Forsage identified, this is white liquor. It is a chemical mixture of sodium hydroxide, sodium sulfide, and disodium carbonate that is used in the paper making process.
Fire Chief Scott Goldstein. All evacuation orders have now been lifted for the final 16,000 residents who live near a damaged chemical tank in Garden Grove, Southern California. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. The Dow futures are up 235 points. NASDAQ futures 128 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, if your loved one is aging but still mobile, still values their independence, there's a simple tool that keeps them safe and keeps you in the know. I am proud to tell you about Safety Plus by Connected Caregiver. Safety Plus is a wearable device that alerts you immediately if your loved one has had a fall. They can wear it as a necklace, on their belt, or there's even a great watch option. There's even a simple push button on the device, allowing mom or dad instant access to emergency services. As you age, it's not like you plan for a fall. Suddenly your knee might lock up, there's an uneven surface, wet floor. There's simply no excuse to not wear something discreet that keeps you safe and can keep you at home longer. That's Safety Plus by Connected Caregiver. To see if you qualify for a free device, call 888-870-8020, 888-870-8020, or visit ccgoffer.com, ccgoffer.com. Again, 888-870-8020. With Connected Caregiver, peace of mind is just a phone call away.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
In some areas, you're still getting some rain from overnight. We're starting to dry out here at the tunnels, but there's some fog and some haze there. Some rain up in the northeastern part of the state. There's some rain through Annapolis and over on the eastern shore. And in addition to that, fog there as well. So we factor that in. In the last 20 minutes, we cleared what was a minor wreck in the northbound right tube at the Fort McKinley Tunnel. We've gone back to an all-green situation there. You'll see the green arrows overhead. All the lanes are back open. And early this morning in Montgomery County, there was a wreck northbound on I-270 at Route 109. That traffic going out into the northern part of that county. Be prepared for that delay. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Here at Fox 25 forecast, we have one more rainy day ahead of us. Scattered showers and even some isolated thunderstorms possible today with highs in the warm and humid low 80s. A few showers and a few storms wrap up tonight as temperatures fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
67 degrees in White Marsh and 67 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Maryland State Board of Elections has begun to mail replacement ballots after a vendor error resulted in some voters receiving the wrong party ballot for the primary. Election officials said replacement ballots were sent to voters in Anne Arundel, Cecil, Charles, Frederick, Hartford, Howard, Montgomery, Queen Anne's, and Washington counties on Tuesday. The rest of the replacement ballots will be mailed to voters in Baltimore City, Baltimore, Calvert, Caroline, Carroll, Dorchester, Garrett, Kent, Prince George's, St. Mary's, Somerset, Talbot, Wicomico, and Worcester counties
today. Maryland's primary election will be held June 23rd. And the National Rifle Association plans to sue Maryland over a new law that bans the manufacture, purchase, and sale of pistols that can easily be converted to machine gun-type weapons. The law targets semi-automatic handguns like Glocks that could be converted to automatic fire with an aftermarket device. The NRA says the law is an infringement of the Second Amendment. John Comerford from the NRA's Institute for Legislative Action says Governor Moore has banned one of the most popular handguns in America. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 327, the pick 4, 6822. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Listen up, Baltimore. Gary Stein here. If you want the energy of Vegas sports action without leaving town, get to the game room at Yorktown Social in Yorktown Plaza. A massive 100-inch screen.
Oh, yeah!
Wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a podcast booth. Grab a La Llama cocktail or a cold craft beer. Then head out to the beautiful outdoor courtyard. It's five concepts, one destination. You need to experience this place for yourself. Check them out. Their website, YorktownSocial.com.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, Basayo and Boz rule the night last night for the Birds.
Basayo with a drive. Out to right field, and it is gone. Right on cue. Sam, bam, blows it open.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. Basayo's bomb in the fifth gave the O's some breathing room last night. Came in support of Shane Boz, who pitched seven innings of one-run ball, striking out nine. Birds take the first two from the race. 6-1 was the final last night. Post-game reaction from manager Albernaz on the two stars of the night.
You know, with Sammy and Shane, yeah, they have a ton of talent. And sky's the limit with their potential, and just along with a bunch of other guys in that clubhouse as well.
Tampa Bay had gone 27 straight games without back-to-back losses until Monday night, and now they've lost three in a row. Meanwhile, in Owings Mills, Lamar Jackson did show up yesterday for this week's OTAs as part of his five-year, $260 million contract he signed in 2023. Jackson has a $750,000 bonus if he attends at least 80% of the team's offseason program. He did not attend enough sessions each of the past 2 years to collect the bonus. Coming up in 30 minutes is the Orioles' rotation finally turning the corner. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, May the 27th, 2026. Coming up on the show this hour, Governor Moore politicizing Memorial Day, getting a lot of blowback for that, as well as the Democrat Party. Ken Paxton slaughters John Cornyn, the $100 million failure in Texas primary runoff. Governor Moore and the Democrats with their Billapalooza yesterday, signing All sorts of bills, hundreds of bills. Last day of bill signing, and there were some doozies, including Senate Bill 323, sponsored by Will Smith, the juvenile thug whisperer of People's Republic of Montgomery County. The legislation had been debated in Annapolis for years, but finally cleared the finish line. It ends the automatic charging of juveniles as adults who are facing certain offenses, including first-degree assault, as well as some drug and weapons charges. Instead, the legislature starts the cases in the juvenile court system. And again, people say, well, Sean, that, you know, prosecutors can just ask them to move it on up, you know? And I'm not talking about the Jeffersons here. This would be up to a judge, though. The judge has the final say in all of this. And we know these bleeding heart do-gooder lefty judges in this state are always going to side on the part of the criminal in most cases. Here's Senate President Bill Ferguson with a reaction from Delegate Jesse Pippi.
It keeps cases in the right court from the start, which actually, and by the data, makes us safer and is better for those young people.
Do you agree?
No.
Let me tell you why he doesn't agree. During the sentencing of the Columbia teen who committed a double murder at a bus stop near Columbia Mall, this is Emmetson Zaya. He was convicted of murdering Michael Robertson, 16 years of age, and Blake McCray, 15 years of age. During his trial, and prior to the double murder, over a span of 2 years, Zaya had six separate conflicts and contacts with the justice system, the majority of which were as a juvenile, and crimes that escalated in nature from the first time he committed a crime up until the sixth time. And then, of course, after that, he just figured, no, I can get away with bloody murder. And almost did. Almost did. At the time of the murder, Zaya was wearing an electronic ankle monitor. Prosecutors, as you might imagine, not happy.
It's not about money and time.
It's going to be a dangerous situation for everybody who lives in your community.
We've objected to what happened with the legislature. They have overruled us, and we will continue to do our job and do the best we can with the law as they've decided.
Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 caught up with DJS Secretary Betsy Fox Tolentino to ask her reaction as to especially the weapons charges for juveniles.
Is it appropriate for a juvenile to start in the juvenile system when they're carrying a gun or carrying a weapon and they're picked up for it?
Well, the General Assembly looked at this issue and they decided these charges should start in the juvenile system. And we are equipped to be able to make sure we give the court the best information so they make the decision.
Yeah, mouthpiece. You know, this is somebody that was placed in the job. Again, there are all sorts of problems with DJS. We know what they are. We'll get to the missing foster children that may be involved in being trafficked coming up in the next hour or so. But again, another, you know, Governor Moore likes to say public safety is priority number one. That just went right out the window. 6:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Some heavy fog at Sandy Point. Looking at it live right here as you're moving at Oceanic Drive and through there, heavy fog on the bridge. And also now the State Police State Highway just advised on the 301 bridge. There is also heavy fog over the Potomac. So that's a problem. Also in Annapolis, it looks like we're still getting some light rain. We still see the spray from the vehicles through that area. No incidents right now, but you'll be reduced down with your speed just a bit. Everybody pretty much has their headlights on traveling in that area on Route 50. The wreck in northern Montgomery County is now on the shoulder, northbound I-270 at Route 109, and they're pretty much back to normal now on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast one more day of rain. Scattered showers, isolated storms possible throughout the day today. Warm and muggy, low 80s. Tomorrow, dry. Sunshine. What the heck is that?
Huh? Stop it.
Highs near 80. Right now we got drizzle.
Teasing me.
That's on Chuck's counter. 68 in the city, 67 in Parkville.
That's nice.
Time for one-liner news. Stock price of Ferrari took a dive after the famed sports car maker unveiled its first fully electric Ferrari.
No.
Yeah, goodbye.
Yeah. See ya.
For when you're suffering from that midlife climate crisis, I guess, right?
Yeah, go.
Jeez. I thought it was bad when the Corvette went electric.
They didn't sell many of those.
Yeah, no, they didn't. Didn't they have to, like, they put kind of a roar of an engine in there as
they
well?
They made it up.
Yeah. Well, you talk
can't make up that roar. That's signature.
Big. Yeah.
It's like you can't mimic
the trunk and go vroom, vroom.
That's ridiculous.
I know. Stupid.
New research published in the journal Nature suggests there's a sleep sweet spot for most people. Ranges between 6.4 and 7.0 hours of sleep per night. Right between there. That's your sweet spot. Mm-hmm. 0.001% said 6 to 7 minutes in between reports. But Chuck's answer was quickly identified.
That's nice.
And removed.
No. I wish I had 6 or 7 seconds.
Whoop ass time.
I'm a busy boy.
The only world record to fall. They have these Olympic games. Of course, they have now something called the enhanced games.
Enhanced
so these are
games?
People that can use steroids and other substances to enhance themselves while they compete. The only world record to fall was the 50-meter freestyle swimming event in the enhanced games.
Enhanced games.
They sold souvenirs.
That's almost criminal.
They had enhanced games PEDS dispensers. At the enhanced games. Trump administration has a new plan to cut down on leaks by making every federal employee sign a non-disclosure agreement. Mm-hmm. It's unlike the Biden administration where their cut down on leaks was just making Joe wear adult diapers. And finally, Emerald Farrell, the director of Wuthering Heights, says she regrets cutting a scene showing Margot Robbie's character with unshaven armpits.
Oh, nice.
Well, all right.
But don't worry.
How does that figure in? Just to make it more timely?
Yeah, don't worry. You can see her unshaved armpits in her new movie, Body Hair Barbie.
Go.
It's coming up next. I don't know. Wuthering Heights, it's an old story.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she's a good actress, Margot Robbie. But
she was great in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Played
Sharon
Tate.
She needs a shave
as well. Look, we did really well with this yesterday, so I thought we'd try it again today. Our classic rock music trivia challenge.
Yay!
Okay, I'm going to play you three songs, and you'll decide what they have in common. All right, here are the songs. Now, there you have the White Stripes, Seven Army Nation, the Runaways, and the Go-Go's. Those are the three bands that, and if you can tell us what they have in common, then you will win the admiration. And we'll be monitoring the text this morning, just in case a certain individual by the name of Tom Levin is listening and tries to compete this morning again.
I think they were all actually men groups.
All right, good guess, but not the correct one.
Well, I kind of figured that.
Right. Well, you never know; they could be identifying as men in today's music world.
Oh
no, but these were bands that were bigger in years past. Let's put it that
they
way.
Were.
Yeah. Well, the Go-Go's were pretty big; they had a lot of hits.
Yeah, Runaways, that was high school music.
Runaways, not so much. White Stripes.
Runaways were more kind of punky.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. So you know that.
I know that.
Right.
I know
she
that.
She was punky.
At one time.
She's still a punky.
That's why they call her Punky Brewster.
Yeah, right.
You know, and I was just thinking, when Joe Biden was in the White House, they used to call it the Brown House.
Oh, no.
What can Brown do for you?
Don't follow him up the steps.
We already have a guest here. John in Sykesville is going to take a guess here. John, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. What's your guess?
I'm saying they all have female drummers.
You are 100% correct, John. You are right on every single one of those.
I'm impressed.
Female drummers for the White Stripes, Runaways, and the Go-Go's. Way to go, John.
Hey, I listen to you guys every day. Great show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
And the Honeycombs. Remember the Honeycombs?
Yeah.
Back
absolutely.
In the 60s.
Yeah, exactly.
Female drummer.
Right.
Well, alrighty.
Yeah. Chuck is dating himself again.
No. I mean, I was around, but I was like sucking my thumb.
Remember Glenn Miller?
Oh, gee.
Chuck does. I don't.
Shut up.
Remember the Big Bopper?
Shut up.
The Big Bopper.
J.P. Richardson.
You do realize that I was born in the 40s?
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nah.
You're always kind of a swing
like
guy.
I was born in the 40s?
Do I sound like...
Do I have a 77-year-old voice?
What?
You do not.
Okay. The face? That's another question.
Oh,
and the body.
Man.
The body has just slid down to a slob.
That's right. You know, as long as they can wheel you in, as long as your mind and your mouth works.
As long as they can wheel me in.
Oh, no.
They can build a track right from your house directly to the studio.
Put some STP on those folks.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. 620, how about that? That didn't take long to get that guest here this morning. Oh, and again, I didn't check the text, but oh, there it is. I should check the text just in case it is you-know-who that was trying to get in here this morning. 410-922-6680, our number 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. We did get Tom Levinson, all Jack White projects. Now it's a good guess. But that's not all female drummers. But thanks for playing the game, Tom. We appreciate that. He's got fast fingers, apparently. You're listening to Casey and Company. Coming up next, Governor Moore. More on the bill ending automatic adult charging for some juveniles and the bill to ban Glocks, which is already going to be sued by the National Rifle Association.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Don't forget, best of Casey and Company each and every morning. WCBM.com, Facebook, Rumble Pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. We are talking here this morning about the governor signing a bill ending automatic adult charging for some juveniles. As you might imagine, state prosecutors not happy. We played you their reaction just moments ago. We also hear from the another organization. This is from the Maryland State Attorneys Association, issued a blistering statement about the bill, led by Ivan Bates. They said, sending these violent offenders back to the juvenile system and giving them a timeout is not the answer to such egregiously violent crimes. That, according to Ivan Bates, president of the Maryland State Attorneys Association, he said in his statement, this is why we, the elected state's attorneys in Maryland, sought to have this legislation put on hold for 3 years until DGS could get the necessary programming for these young offenders. Instead, our request was ignored, and members of the General Assembly vilified us for it. End of quote. Well, we kind of know who's going to end up with egg on their face on this one, don't we? 623, traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
There's some light rain still around. There is some fog pretty much all over the place right now. So that'll be the big concern as we get underway. Very limited visibility in some areas right now. Bay Bridge and also the 301 Bridge over the Potomac at the Knights Bridge down in southern Maryland. So those areas where the roadways are elevated just a bit, the fog is a little bit more of a factor. The good news is right now, no early problems on the Beltway with the fog. A little heavier traffic, some brake lights now on 895 southbound. You'll start to see those southbound right after the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, just another day of rain. This is it, and then we're going to see the sunshine tomorrow. So hang in there today. Scattered showers, isolated storms possible throughout the day. It's going to be warm and muggy. And low 80s for today. And right now, 67 and cloudy in Reisterstown, and it is 67 in Annapolis as well. We're talking about the Youth Charging Reform Act. which is the last 3 years, the Maryland General Insane Asylum has bent over backwards to keep young juvenile thugs out of jail. And in many cases, just release them into the custody of their alleged guardians and or parents, if you can find them. Again, many of these, as we just mentioned, the Columbia Mall double murderer, Emmett Zinzea, six priors, and out on with an ankle monitor when he committed the murder at a bus stop at Columbia Mall. This is the kind of thing you're going to get now with increasing regularity and frequency here in the state of Maryland. And Delegate Jesse Pippi was, again, talked here about the just no accountability when it comes to the Youth Charging Reform Act and these juveniles.
We need to be able to hold violent juvenile offenders accountable. And when you take tools away from the toolbox, you can't do that.
And Mackenzie Frost asking Pippi if he thinks he's going to be coming back in future sessions to fix this horrific bill and this problem.
Do you foresee a situation where in a couple of years you all will be back here addressing some of the concerns and problems that arise from this legislation now?
Oh, absolutely. Do I think this was most likely election year legislating? Probably. The reality is we're going to have to come back and we're going to have to once again make our community safe by holding violent juveniles, offenders accountable. And that's just not what we did this year.
No, they don't want to hold anybody accountable. This is, again, they just want to go roaming free, wilding, carjacking, assaulting, holding brawls on the public sidewalk in Towson, in middle schools, and everywhere else for that matter. So it's an ongoing problem, which the Maryland General Insane Asylum, led by the Democrat Progressive Marxists, have just poured not just gasoline, but napalm on the fire. Governor Paxton Spenmore also signing legislation yesterday banning the sale of Glocks and Glock clones into law. We are the second state now in the country to enact such a ban. Again, this is just more of the same. Glock switches are popular with gangs and street criminals. I don't know too many law-abiding citizens that use Glock switches or have Glock switches, unless they're using it for target practice or what have you. But California Democrats banned the sales of one of the most popular handguns ever made, the Glock pistol. Now Maryland has followed suit, and this ban will take effect January 1. of 2027. It will ban only the sale of Glocks and Glock clones, but also the transfer and manufacture of said pistols. This means that if you already legally own a Glock firearm, you will be able to keep them. Oh, thank God for small miracles. And will not have the option, however, to sell or transfer them. So you'll be stuck with that firearm, which is okay by me. But at the same time, this is a absolute infringement on the Second Amendment, which the Constitution says should never be allowed to happen. And to prove once again the hypocrisy of the Democrats, here they're letting youths with Glocks, okay? Youths with Glocks are okay. They're not going to be charged in adult court. They're going to go to juvenile court first, where some bleeding heart lefty judge is probably going to slap them on the wrist right back out on the street. But law-abiding citizens that want to be able to purchase said Glocks and or Glock clones or Glocks, whatever the case may be, they are the ones that are now going to be suffering as a result. And the National Rifle Association has already announced, yeah, we're going to sue. And I would file that lawsuit ASAP, because we don't want this thing to even take effect. But they may have to take, I guess I don't know about the tort law, how it works, but there may have to be somebody, a test case that has been wronged or harmed before the courts will even hear it. But that's coming, I'm sure, in the near future. Now maybe they can file for injunctive relief where they can get it stopped immediately. But here's the true reveal on the Democrats. If Democrats really wanted to prevent it, they would focus on the Glock switches. And, try to regulate them instead of our firearms, the Glocks themselves. They'd go after the switches, but obviously they have not done that. Our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements want me to remind you the Memorial Day month-long sale continues with incredible discounts and prices now available at rs-q.com, and you'll see all sorts of our natural supplements on sale there, heavily discounted already, and these include omega-3s with several different varieties and platforms to choose from regarding liquids and large gel capsules, soft gel capsules. We've got Vital D3. We've got Rescue Ideal Weight if you're trying to lose weight and need a little bit of assistance. Rescue PM spray for falling asleep and staying asleep. That'll help with that. And much, much more. We've got the multivitamins for men and women. And now with also vital supplements will help boost your own hormones as well with FemRx and PrimeRx and much, much more. So over 50 different supplements right now at rs-q.com or call 1-800-26-ALIVE. No coupon code is needed. 6:30, time for some news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Police have arrested a suspect in the Tuesday morning murder of a teenager in Baltimore County. 22-year-old Marquise Washington allegedly shot and killed the 17-year-old in the 3800 block of McDowell Lane at around 5:30 a.m. Washington is being held without bail at the Baltimore County Detention Center. A bail review is expected this afternoon. And Brandon Scott says Baltimore's Safe Streets Penn North site has not recorded a homicide in the catchment area for a year. The Penn North site has conducted more than 108 successful mediations and held 45 community events to bring resources into the community and spread anti-violence messaging. The mayor says the Safe Streets initiative has helped to reduce violence across the city, and the Penn North site going more than 365 days without a homicide is another example that community violence intervention works. In 2025, Safe Streets violence interrupters mediated more than 1,700 potentially violent conflicts across all 10 sites. And one person is injured after a Tuesday afternoon accident involving a school bus in Owings Mills. There were no students on the bus at the time of the crash in the area of Dolefield Boulevard and Reisterstown Road. Police have not said if the injured person was on the bus or in one of the two other vehicles involved in the accident. The injured victim was taken to a hospital for treatment. And Fox 45 reports that a 22-year-old man was arrested after police say he fatally shot a 17-year-old on Tuesday morning. Baltimore County Police said on May 26, around 5:30 a.m., officers were called to the 3800 block of McDowell Lane in Baltimore for a reported disturbance. When the police arrived, they found the 17-year-old suffering from a gunshot wound. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
If you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, taking the ramp to Key Highway, that ramp also services the ramp to Hanover Street and through that area. There's a report of an accident there. It may be under the overpass from I-95. So I just want to give you a heads up here in South Baltimore down around that ramp area until we get some more information. Beltway at Liberty Road filling in quickly. There's definitely some fog there. There is fog in the area, and then some heavy fog advisories at the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, also the Potomac River Bridge on 301 advisories there for dense fog. And then some areas south and east and actually northeast are still getting some rain showers locally this morning. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We have one more rainy day ahead of us. Scattered showers and even some isolated thunderstorms possible today with highs in the warm and humid low 80s. A few showers and a few storms wrap up tonight as temperatures fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
And the sports at 6:35 is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville. The total game changer. The Orioles rotation, a game changer, showing signs of life.
Got him.
Yeah. 98, little extra. 1-2.
Got him.
Oh, what a pitch.
What a strikeout for Shane Baez. Adds to his season high in fans.
Ben Wagner in the Hall of Famer. Jim Palmer with the calls on Masson. Shane Baez, his best start of the season. A season high, 9 strikeouts as the Birds steamrolled the division-leading Rays. 6-1 was the final last night. Baez, 7 innings pitched, just 1 run allowed, pitching to a 1.85 ERA over his last 3 starts. Now, after the game, Baez on his changeup, that's become a difference maker for the right-hander.
I think it just keeps guys honest away, mostly lefties. Just something that comes out looking like a fastball at backspin that, you know, is hard to pull.
Baez and Bradish now over the last 7 starts combined, 44 and a third innings pitched, and they're pitching to a 2.23 earned run average. Manager Albernez on the staff starting to come around.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're get into a groove, I think, in a good cadence of their work and their process as far as in between starts, making little tweaks that they need to.
Elsewhere in the division with the Rays now on a slide, the Yankees are trying to take advantage.
Rosario drives that to right field. That ball is gone. Hits off the top of the wall and gets out.
Call on the YES Network. Ahmed Rosario with 2 last night for New York. Of the 6 total that they hit, 15-1 was the final over Kansas City. It's their 12th win in a row over the Royals. They moved to within 2.5 back of Tampa Bay. NBA Western Conference final last night. OKC dispatching the Spurs, 127-114. Now they're just a game away from wrapping up the West and facing the Knicks. And speaking of wrapping up, how about the Golden Knights? 2-1 over the Avalanche in the Stanley Cup playoffs, sweeping Colorado in 4 games. The time now is 6:36, and when we return, could this be the start of a turnaround?
Gary Stein here. Looking for the ultimate spot to unwind? Well, Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is my place. Trust me, they've got it all. Signature cocktails like the Boozy Bank Vault or a refreshing blueberry lemon drop, plus 20 craft drafts on tap, all displayed on a big screen so you can pick your favorite. Catch the Ravens or Orioles on their massive 100-inch TV or kick back in the outdoor courtyard bar. Their happy hour is Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. You'll find them in the far corner of Yorktown Plaza. And if you see me there, be sure to say hi.
You know, Sean, it's so easy in the course of a 162-game season when things are going bad, like on a particular night, you're like, you can give up, you
right.
know, because they give up 4 runs in the bottom of the 8th and, you know, the season's over.
Right.
But it's not. And here's the one thing about the Orioles, at least right now. They get swept by the Yankees in New York, 4 straight. They come back a week later and beat the Yankees 2 out of 3 at home. They get swept in Tampa Bay, 3 straight. They come back a week later and have taken the first 2 from Tampa. This is a resilient team at the moment. I'm not saying it's a great team. I'm not saying it's a playoff team. But it's a team that still needs to be watched, and you can't discount them yet. They're only 5 games under .500.
It seems to me around Memorial Day you were already thinking about discounting them. Now, maybe you hadn't completely...
That's my fault. I mean, like I said at the beginning, it's easy to get into that trap.
Here's the thing. I think they need to learn consistency.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
You've got to take that resiliency and turn it into, you know, let's not get embarrassed. Let's not get beaten up and have it in order to come back. Let's go take it to the other team for once.
I think this team has the potential to do that. I think it needs more than 2 good quality starters. Right now, they've got Bradish and they've got Baez.
Right.
They need Rodgers to get back on track. They need some other guys to get healthy.
Have you been following the story down in Washington with Trevor Williams?
Trevor Williams.
I'm Trevor Rodgers. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's year over year. It's just incredible what's happened.
Yeah. No, and the fact that they've got I can't remember the general manager down there in Washington, but apparently he made some anti-Christian comments regarding Trevor.
And, I didn't see that.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a big story.
Really?
They got him on tape under James O'Keefe, have recording him making comments about Trevor Rodgers, about him being too Christian, and that's why they. I don't know if this guy's going to last. They have to.
Well, I was just about to say, in today's world, he's got to lose his job.
I mean, we'll see. You should look it up. Maybe we'll discuss it later.
We will.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on KCN Company. By the way, Ken Paxton absolutely smoked Rhino John Cornyn in a landslide victory within 1 hour of polls closing. And that is just unbelievable yesterday. This was something I knew he was going to win. I didn't think he was going to win by nearly 30 points. Unseating, and this is a great Rhino to bag, because John Cornyn was pro-amnesty. He was pretty much a McConnell acolyte along with John Thune. John Thune and his Republican senatorial campaign committee spent $100 million to defeat Paxton in the initial primary, and then, of course, he had to go to runoff. So he didn't spend a cent on the Save America Act, which President Trump wanted. And I think this was a victory for the base. This is a victory for not only America First, but Texas First. And it's going to go a long way to start ridding Texas of rhinos, just like they did in Indiana, just like they need to do in South Carolina. But with now 96% of the vote, and they're still counting some votes, this was just an absolute butt-kicking by Ken Paxton over John Cornyn. Ken Paxton gave a victory speech last night, slamming his Democrat opponent, as James Talafrico. This guy, all you have to do is play all the things he said. We played the ad yesterday, one of the ads, and I think this will be an easy end to 8 to 10 point win for Paxton come this fall. But he did promise one thing that made President Trump very happy.
In the Senate, I'll support President Trump's America First agenda and finally secure our nation's elections by passing the Save America Act.
Remember, President Trump waited till just about a week prior to the election before endorsing Paxton. I mean, there was speculation that he was going to endorse Cornyn very early on, and got a lot of pushback. I don't know if that was accurate or not. Maybe he just floated a trial balloon to see which one was going to, you know, basically adopt his agenda, and it was Ken Paxton. Cornyn mouthed the words. He said all the things a candidate should say, but his record, I think, was too rhino-esque to overcome versus Paxton, who's a fighter. As Attorney General in the state of Texas, they tried to impeach him. He fought that off successfully by the left of center moderate rhino wing of Texas. So great victory last night for MAGA, for Ken Paxton. There were a couple of other races that we were looking at very closely as well in Texas. That nut job, Maureen Galindo, she's the one that wanted to round up the folks and put them in concentration camps here in the good old U.S. of A. She lost her race by almost 30 points as well. But the fact that she got nearly 7,000 votes, I think, was very scary for me. That 7,000 people in Texas would vote for somebody like that. Chip Roy had lost his race to become the next attorney general to Mays Middleton down there in Texas, a wealthy oil man. Chip Roy was a member of the U.S. House Freedom Caucus and former chief of staff to Senator Cruz. Interesting there. And all in all, pretty good guy. That is something that interesting results in Texas. Al Green, remember him, the guy that's always trying to impeach President Trump? He lost his race. Primary runoff, gets booted from his seat after more than two decades in Congress. Not the singer, but the impeacher. Al Green, again, he was the one that shouted out during the State of the Union and so on and so forth. So he goes down in flames in Texas. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. So congratulations to Attorney General Ken Paxton. And hopefully he will wipe the floor with Talarico, low T as he's known, and he'll be in the next senator from the state, great state, Lone Star State of Texas. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
So easy, even a caveman could do it.
That's right. He does look like the caveman. The Geico caveman.
Not no more.
Not no more is right.
Bye-bye. JFX, southbound, little fog, little haze, but everybody's okay. And Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. Very quickly now, we went from mostly clear to backed up now at the Harvard Tunnels, 895 back to the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 is slowing before the curve at Eastern Avenue. So 10-12 minute delays now and building with the heavy traffic southbound. The lanes are open. That situation that was there at the ramp from I-95 onto Key Highway, Macomb Street, Hanover Street. Turned out to be a broken down vehicle off to the side now. Not a big deal. The Beltway has filled in now at Hartford Road on the northeast corner, and with the fog and some haze, the west side now with the normal stuff there, anywhere from 795 down the hill with the heavy traffic towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. One more day of rain, scattered showers, isolated storms possible throughout the day. Warm and muggy, low 80s for the high today. And right now we've got some drizzle, 69 in Columbia, 68, and rain in Owings Mills. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potatoes.
You'll get nothing and like it.
Spalding. You got nothing and like it.
Spalding.
We know who Spalding is.
We know who Spalding is.
Is there anything like Wilson? Subway adding $3.99 deli faves. You got the new spicy pepperoni, new ham and salami, BLT, and the cold cut combo. Now available at Subway for $3.99. New Grillo's Pickles Pickle Smoothie is available at Smoothie King. It's just what you wanted first thing in the morning is a pickle smoothie.
you don't want it all lumpy, I can tell you that.
Oh, no.
Chipotle is testing crispy chicken in select locations. So not just regular chicken, but
not a crispy chicken smoothie.
That's right. Just got to fish out the chunks.
Excuse me.
Bush's. Now, I don't know who. Somebody must have been doing something at Bush's Baked Beans. Because they've now got new Bush's Baked Bean flavors, and they include Rocket Pop, Apple Pie, and Dill Pickle.
Oh, baby.
And I'm surprised they're not packed with the protein. That's the latest trend now. Everything
I'll tell you
gets
what,
more protein.
Hit right around 4 o'clock in the morning, that should be good.
A rocket pop? I mean, the apple pie, dill pickle, pickles and everything.
Up. Oh!
Rocket pop, that's the ice cream, you know, the popsicle.
Or it's a popsicle.
Yeah, rocket pop.
But when you're talking about baked beans.
Baked beans. Well, that might be self-explanatory when you say rocket pop and baked beans in the same sentence.
Rocket launch.
Say,
We're on Gimbal Lock.
Just give me my regular baked beans. That's
They'll keep you regular, all right.
Yes, indeed. Are they a favorite of yours, Maggie?
I don't eat a lot of
baked beans. Why are you smiling when you say I don't eat baked beans?
Chuck's doing funny stuff.
Because I think you're prevaricating again.
I'm not
perfect.
I got busted for that once. No, I don't prevaricate in public any longer.
Okay.
I stopped prevaricating long ago.
All right. Well, we'll keep
especially when you
keep
stop
on
the side of the road, you know.
That's right.
Things happen.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:47, 13 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We're talking about, again, Ken Paxton. Big win last night. Look what's happened now in Indiana where they refused to redistrict for President Trump. And I think, 7 out of 9, if I remember correctly? I think right now his endorsements are almost like 98%. I mean, they're just, now look, the people say, well, look, Sean, it's just Republicans, it's primary. But look, this is a absolute rebuke of John Thune and his goons leading the U.S. Senate. Spending that kind of money on a guy that they knew was flawed to begin with, and it was a crony of McConnell and the rest of the rhinos there, and maybe this is going to put them on notice. You better get the president's agenda passed, and you better pass it soon. Because otherwise, you're going to meet the same fate as John Cornyn, as those Indiana rhinos, and the next group to go after is down in South Carolina because they went and saved James Clyburn's seat yesterday there as well. So that's the next step there is to look at South Carolina. South Carolina's got a lot of center-left people and very squishy Republicans like Lindsey Graham and... of course, you had Tim Scott, rather. Tim Scott's sort of like, you know, he tries to straddle both sides of the fence there as well. But and that's not a member of Nikki Haley as well. So there are many from South Carolina that you start looking at and say, okay, it's time to clear the decks and make the great rhino purge in South Carolina as well. All right, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up next, Governor Moore, once again, politicizing Memorial Day. This is should be a surprise. You would not expect a veteran to do that, but that's what he did on Memorial Day. And he also signed cocktails to go in Baltimore County. He signed legislation making the option permanent, nearly 3 years after the COVID allowance had expired, and that is something that a lot of folks, you know, bars and restaurants were hoping that they would do. But I guess it has to be, and I haven't seen the exact wording of the bill, but there's an open container law in, I think you're not allowed to drive in Maryland with an open container of alcohol in the car. Does this pass the smell test on this? I mean, will the container be sealed and closed? Just a lid on it? Will you be able to put a straw into it and sip it while you're driving? I mean, there's a lot of questions I have about the cocktail to go bill in Baltimore County. Hopefully it will not increase incidents of driving while impaired. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
Hey, Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. Amazing. For nearly a full decade now on WCBM, you've been helping families plan their next big move by eliminating the typical risk home sellers face. So as we head into early summer, what's your best advice for sellers who want to get the most money but don't want to be bothered by the typical hassles?
Thanks, Sean. Yeah, 23 years helping thousands of families sell for their price and with certainty. Right now, inventory and days on market are increasing. That's why smart sellers are asking for more than just empty promises. Our sellers get an upfront written guarantee that if I can't sell your home, I'll step in and buy it at a price and time frame you agree to.
I like that. Check out Vinny's hundreds of five-star reviews online from satisfied customers, and I'll add mine as well. Vinny Steele is the only agent I would trust with my own home. Call or text Vinny right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
And a quick summary of the redistricting battles going on right now in the good old U.S. of A. A Trump judge has rejected a bid to block Tennessee's new congressional map that eliminates a racially gerrymandered district. Good news there, South Carolina, as I just mentioned, the Senate rhinos there blocking that map that eliminates Clyburn's gerrymandered seat. So we'll have to get those guys out. Panel of leftist federal judges have defied the Supreme Court order, and they have ordered Alabama to reinstate its rigged and racially gerrymandered racial map. But good news, Florida judge ruling that Governor DeSantis, his lines that he drew for the redistricting can be used for the midterm. So Florida's a go. Alabama's on the holds. South Carolina's a no. And we'll see what Maryland is, because Dollar Bill Ferguson's saying that after the primary's over, they're going to look at a special session to try to get rid of Andy Harris's seat in the first district. 6:53, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now the update with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
I'm down here at the nice bridge.
Yes.
It really is a nice bridge. But you can't see it. It's foggy.
That's right.
And they have an advisory here. I thought I'd come down and take a look. 301 over the Potomac. Very foggy right here, both sides. And then really when you get to the shoreline, it's not bad. But right over the water on the Potomac,
at 301. Really need to use caution there. Not a lot of traffic right now, but take it easy there. And then the same situation with the Bay Bridge, and it looks like some heavy fog there as well on the main span. If you're coming out of the Old Harbor Tunnel southbound after the K-Trust Bridge and around the ramp at Poteet Street, a couple of vehicles got together there very quickly on the shoulder, so it's not going to be a problem, but you might still have a police car there. Beltway with the normal delays, we're up to about a 15-minute delay now. Heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Just one more day of rain, and then we'll see some sunshine, thank goodness. Scattered showers, isolated storms possible throughout the day today. Warm and muggy in the low 80s. Right now, 69 in drizzle in Ellicott City, 69 and rain in Pikesville. So yesterday we talked a little bit about how the Democrats completely botched Memorial Day solemn remembrances of our fallen heroes, trying to politicize it, and they had a post that they were forced to take down. We told you about Jacob Fry, the mayor of Little Mogadishu, who obviously was remembering George Floyd. Didn't so much care to remember the fallen heroes until Breitbart had to remind him that it was Memorial Day. Oh, yeah, by the way, let's honor our fallen. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz skipped Memorial Day veteran ceremony to dance at George Floyd Square on the anniversary of his death, and obviously veterans in Minnesota calling that a slap in the face. It wasn't more just slap, it was a slap upside the head, in the back of the head as well. And then there was Maryland Governor Wes Moore, and this, you know, the talking points must have gone out by the Democrat Party. This is what we're going to do to try to politicize this and to blame Trump, because all was focused on the 13 soldiers that were killed in during this Iran Operation Epic Fury. These were when ballistic missiles and others were fired outside of Iran into U.S. bases, and unfortunately there were casualties. And that's always one of the risks of going into any war. But they thought they would specifically politicize this, and that's what Governor Moore did at the Memorial Day ceremony on Monday.
And today we honor the 13 U.S. service members who made the ultimate sacrifice this year in the Iran war. They remind us what courage looks like. Their legacy endures in every Marylander that raises their hand and puts on the uniform. And their names, as the superintendent beautifully said, will always be with them.
Yeah, so there you have it. I don't remember Governor Taxson spend more memorializing the 13 fallen heroes at Abbey Gate in Afghanistan during any one of the previous three Memorial Day ceremonies he has spoken at. So I just don't remember that happening. Maybe I missed it. But we know what this is about. This is a veteran. This is, I think, what is most injurious to veterans, when a fellow veteran politicizes something. Even, I think it was Jake Auchincloss called this kind of nonsense out, and other Democrats. The Democrats finally made him pull that post down, but apparently the talking points went out. Governor Moore gave no consideration to fallen heroes. Instead, he tried to politicize the moment with the 13 fallen heroes that were killed in Iran, and I think that is shameful, and he ought to apologize for that. Residents are questioning why Baltimore City is sitting on $323 million in unpaid parking fees and tickets and moving fines, etc., when we're looking at a $64 million deficit by the end of this year.
When we saw these numbers, it was shocking.
This is really basic formula to collect parking fees.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. This is, you know, parking fee collection 101, but apparently we don't have anybody in the city of Baltimore that knows how to do their job. Now, these two individuals, Stephen Topping and Sandra Seward, said that they got this information from the city itself through a site called Open Baltimore.
We believe that Open Baltimore is correct and that this is a real problem.
It tells me that something needs to change.
You know, something needs to change. And I think what's even more disturbing is that the mayor of Baltimore, Mayor BS, who sits on the Board of Estimates, who's packed the Board of Estimates full of friendlies, didn't know that this was going on.
We simply didn't have the staff. We had significant staffing shortages across both revenue collections and accounting.
There is no way in hell that we should have this amount of money just standing out there.
And if he's head of the Board of Estimates and attends these meetings, he should know all of this.
It's just amazing. Now, we told you last week that initially that figure was $288 million, but what they did is after adding the past 6 months of uncollected fines and fees, the total is now $323 million in uncollected fines and fees. What else? What else is, again, this is why you need inspector generals. This is why you need forensic audit and accounting, because, again, I don't know where they're hiring these people from, where they're getting them from, but they obviously don't know how to do their jobs. They're not competent. They're not professionals. I mean, you hire somebody as a forensic accountant and an auditor, they'll get to the bottom of this, and they'll find it. And then they'll tell you how to go and collect it. Can't be that difficult. But the mayor, who sits in the Board of Estimates, doesn't even know what's going on. And he goes, where the hell? What the hell's going on here? We can't collect these fines. Either somebody's keeping him from the truth, or he knows the truth and is playing, ignorant. Is putting his head back in the shell. All right, coming up next, Maryland won't say how many foster care children are missing. And later on, Ed Hale joins us for a full in-studio one-hour interview.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Republican primary voters of Texas have spoken, and they like Ken Paxton. The candidate, endorsed by President, has trounced longtime U.S. Senator John Cornyn in the GOP primary runoff. A victorious Paxton thanking the president for his backing, telling his supporters, President Trump is a leader of our party, and his endorsement is the most powerful force in politics. Cornyn, who tried to align himself more closely with Mr. Trump in the waning days of the campaign, says he will support the Republican ticket in November when Paxton faces off against Democrat James Tallarico. Every one of the Trump-endorsed candidates cruised to victory in Texas. The U.S. military remains vigilant in the Eastern Pacific and the Caribbean. The war on drug runners.
Unclassified video posted on social media by U.S. Southern Command shows a boat speeding through water and then exploding into flames. The U.S. military launched the strike Tuesday on the boat suspected of transporting drugs in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. One man was killed, two people survived. Since early September, the Trump administration has been blowing up alleged drug trafficking vessels in Latin American waters, and at least 194 people have been killed. The Pentagon said last week it will evaluate whether the U.S. military is following an established targeting framework when carrying out such attacks. Donna Warder, Washington.
All evacuation orders have been lifted for the final 16,000 residents living near a damaged chemical tank in the Orange County community of Garden Grove, Southern California. One person is dead, several injured, nine others missing, after a chemical tank imploded at a paper mill on the Columbia River in Longview, Washington. A tank holding a volatile mix of dangerous chemicals. Nothing new this morning on the Iran standoff. Strait of Hormuz still closed. Dow futures up 228 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather.
weather on the threes.
There's a new problem on I-70 in Hagerstown. It's a vehicle fire, and apparently it's blocking all of the westbound lanes of I-70 at the major interchange at Interstate 81. So we'll just get a look at that. But in the meantime, heads up if you're going up into the western part of the state. We're at the Bay Bridge, and we're looking at the heavy fog here, about the mid-span. Very heavy fog both sides of the roadway, both east and westbound. Not so much of a problem when you get off the bridge, but it is foggy as well at Sandy Point. But the main span there, and then the Potomac River Bridge on 301, also with the heavy fog advisory. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We have one more rainy day ahead of us. Scattered showers and even some isolated thunderstorms possible today with highs in the warm and humid low 80s. A few showers and a few storms wrap up tonight as temperatures fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
68 degrees in Abingdon and 68 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Fox 45 reports that at the last bill signing of the 2026 legislative session, Governor Wes Moore signed legislation ending the automatic charging of some juveniles facing certain crimes, despite public pushback from top prosecutors around the state. The Youth Charging Reform Act, SB 323, was sponsored by Senator Will Smith of Montgomery County. The legislation had been debated in Annapolis for years, and this year it cleared the finish line. The legislation ends the automatic charging of juveniles as adults who are facing certain offenses, including first-degree assault, as well as some drugged and weapons charges. Instead, the legislation starts the cases in the juvenile court system. And Federal Hill residents digging into city data say Baltimore is leaving hundreds of millions of dollars on the table by failing to collect fines and fees tied to parking and moving violations. Stephen Topping and Sandra Seward said they began looking into the issue while probing concerns about drivers who have skidded and raced through the historic neighborhood. Using statistics from the city's Open Baltimore website, they calculated outstanding fines and penalties, which they say the city has not collected. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 327. The pick 4 was 6822. It's 7:05 on Casey and Company, and Chuck Whitaker coming up next. And here he is. It's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Just want to give you the update on this vehicle fire out at I-70 and Interstate 81. It appears to be a tour bus that everybody is off the vehicle and off to the shoulder, but all the westbound lanes of I-70 at Route 81 right now are stopped, and the eastbound traffic has a brief delay there as well. So it looks like they have it under control, but there's a lot of equipment on the scene, and right now no traffic moving westbound. One lane is open on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
At Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Sam Pasaya with a three-run shot last night, and Shane Boz tosses seven strong as the Birds take two in a row now from the division-leading Rays. 6-1 was the final last night at Camden Yards. Pasaya's eighth of the year, had manager Albernez talking after the game.
It's been awesome to watch. Like we constantly talk about, he's only 21 years old. Didn't have a ton of a ton of reps in the minor leagues, and rightfully so, because he just outperformed the minor leagues. And
Masayo threw his interpreter on how special it is for him to be doing this in Baltimore.
Yeah, this feels very special. You know, it's something I've always dreamt of as a kid, to be able to be here doing this in front of our fan base is, you know, very special. I thank God for this opportunity, and hopefully it'll be something I'll be able to do for a long, long time here.
Now, the pitcher for tonight's game against Tampa at 6:35 is still listed as undecided, but Trey Gibson was added to the taxi squad last night for a 24-hour call-up, so chances are he will make the start. Ravens back at voluntary OTAs yesterday in Owings Mills with Lamar in attendance. Closed yesterday to the media. It'll be open today with Jesse Minter and selected players stepping to the podium at 12:30 this afternoon. French Open yesterday in steamy Paris. Naomi Osaka, Coco Gauff, and Aryna Sabalenka were all winners. On the men's side, third-seeded Novak Djokovic hits the clay at 9 a.m. this morning. Number one Yannick Sinner will do it tomorrow. The U.S. men's national soccer team was officially announced yesterday in New York, while the head of Iran's National Soccer Association said that the national team would a World Cup training base has been moved from Scottsdale, Arizona to Tijuana, Mexico due to U.S. visa complications and security concerns. Coming up in 30 minutes, a U.S. men's soccer star says, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680 is our local number, 1-800-WCBM-680. Get you in from toll-free outside the metro area. You can email us, am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagerick, and here are your stories coming up in this hour. We'll take a look at, the latest on the Maryland ballot gate. Replacement ballots being sent out yesterday, but a congressional committee is now interested in what's happening here in Maryland. Sheriffs are vowing to sue over the Community Trust Act. Our top story here today, Maryland will not say how many foster care children have gone missing from their custody. 1 hour from now, Ed Hale Sr. joins us in studio for an exclusive one-hour interview on his Republican gubernatorial candidacy. Do you remember during the Biden administration, and the number varies from time to time, but it was at least 300,000 children went missing. These were children that crossed into the country illegally with their mule or guardian or parent or by themselves. And then they were lost. Now, the last count, I haven't checked recently, Tom Holman said that about 125,000 to 150,000, I don't know the exact number, somewhere in there, have been found, recovered. Many of them have been trafficked in sex rings and drug rings and you name it. They've slaves, slave labor. And I'm wondering if many of these illegals that find their way here to Maryland, if they don't have parents here and they fall through the cracks, that they end up in our foster care system. And as you know, we've had huge problems in foster care. Maryland officials now claim they have policies for what to do when children disappear from state-supervised care, but they have not yet provided a clear answer to how many children have gone missing on the state's watch. According to Spotlight on Maryland, the state's silence and the total number of children lost to its oversight is fueling growing unease. The uncertainty comes amid widening scrutiny of the child welfare system. And now the focus is shifting beyond the single facility of Silver Oak in Carroll County to the state's broader ability to track the children that are in their custody. Delegate Mike Griffith, a former foster child himself representing Harford and Cecil counties, said the possibility that Maryland lost track of children in its own care should alarm the public, especially when it comes to runaways.
Neglect, abuse, it could be trying to return to the neighborhood that they grew up in and want to go home with a friend. It could be, you know, unfortunately, these children are vulnerable to human trafficking, so maybe somebody may have groomed them online.
On three separate occasions, Spotlight on Maryland asked the Department of Human Services how many children have gone missing under your watch, and they have not responded or will not respond. Don't know which, but so far they have no idea, no number. We'll get into this more. We'll hear from another Democrat delegate, C.T. Wilson, here in just a second as well. 7:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so apparently the Curtis Creek drawbridge was up temporarily right after 7. We never get any word in advance that they're going to put the drawbridge up, but it was up, and we had a little bit of a backup from Quarantine Road. We had a backup from Ordnance Road. Looks like the bridge is back down, and we're on the move there once again. But a little bit of a slowdown does remain in that area. I'm just trying to track down a wreck on I-97 southbound around the area of the bridge at 178. Unfortunately, I can't see it because of the fog. So I'm going to go back and look at I-97 at Route 32. One of the cameras is out. But if you're coming down from Benfield along I-97, once you get through the split at Route 32, it's going to be a delay up ahead. And again, it's reported near the bridge at 178. That was a tour bus that was on fire on the westbound side of I-70 at Interstate 81. See, all the people apparently got out, which is good news. Didn't appear to be a major fire, but the fire department is there. Westbound side right now still blocked. One lane is getting by on the eastbound side through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Just one more day of rain. That's all we ask. Scattered showers, isolated thunderstorms possible throughout the day today. Warm and muggy, low 80s tonight. We'll be back into the mid-60s tomorrow. Dry, sunshine, and a high near 80 degrees. So tomorrow might be one of those days you want to play hooky because we haven't seen the sun in a quite some time. Right now, 68 and cloudy in Reisterstown. 64 and raining in Ocean City. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, the Trump White House yesterday gave the fake news network a taste of its own medicine after the network's media hacks have been spreading all sorts of rumors about President's health in recent days. They've been saying he's got visible swelling in his legs and bruising on his hands, and he's falling asleep during meetings, all the usual nonsense. And the president had a physical yesterday at Walter Reed Medical Center, and he said, just finished my six-month physical. Everything checked out perfectly. Thank you to the great doctors and staff. Heading back to the White House. Now, the White House's social media rapid response X account responded by showing pictures of what appeared to be CNN anchors and news people falling asleep during their shifts with their eyes closed, including fake Tapper and others as well. So they do a really good job of trolling back, that's for sure. The president said, based on inclement weather, they were supposed to have a cabinet meeting at Camp David today. That has now been rescheduled and relocated to the White House. This one has got to do all about Iran and what to do with the proposed peace deal. Apparently, Tulsi Gabbard is going to be there, as well as the rest of the president's National Security Council and the team as they figure that out. Republican attorneys general joined Vice President Vance and White House Fraud Task Force to take on fraud yesterday. No Democrat attorneys general, at least the vast majority of them did not show up. There may have been one or two, but I didn't get the full attendance figures on that. I think there was just one or two, maybe. In any event, Vice President Vance said these were some of the accomplishments already just within a month or so of being formulated.
In just 2 months, we exposed billions of dollars in benefits that have been stolen from the American people. We referred over $22 billion in fraudulent small business loans back to the Treasury for collection. We deferred more than $1.3 billion in fraudulent Medicaid reimbursements that were coming from various states, particularly California. We put a six-month hold on enrollments for new hospice and home health care providers because so many of the newer hospice providers were not actually providing hospice services, but were just focused on fraud. We've recovered taxpayer funds from the $135 billion stolen after the floodgates were open in the immediate aftermath of COVID. We have found $6.3 billion in suspected fraudulent government contracts, which were mostly awarded during the last administration, and that has stopped. And finally, we blocked $60 million in student aid fraud that should have gone to young people trying to get an education, but instead we're going to fraudsters.
Yeah, and that's just in 2 months' time. 2 months' time, that's what they've done. Stephen Miller also highlighting what, you know, is remarkable speed for any government agency.
I think you can all agree that this is the fastest in history that a government task force has traveled from creation to action. Your typical lead time is going to be a year of meetings before anything happens, and that's if you're lucky. And within weeks of this task force being established, we've seen the largest ever slate of indictments, recovered funds, search warrants, raids, seizures, investigations, and new legal actions to stop, disrupt, and prevent fraud. What we've learned, which is not surprising to those of us who've spent some time in this area, is that fraud is every bit as bad as President Trump said it was, and even worse. So in other words, everything we found either confirms our worst fears or exceeds them. That's the bad news. The good news is that the best team in government under the leadership of Vice President Vance has been assembled to deal with it.
By the way, another huge J6 lie has been exposed. We knew on January 6th that the riots were out of place. President Trump had over a million people at his rallies with no violence leading up to the election. Then suddenly on January 6th, there were sudden riots. This absolutely made no sense. And we recently learned that a pre-run of J6 was held in the fall of 2020, 5 months before January 6th, showing that deep state Democrats staged the J6 riots 5 months before they actually took place. And we know so much. For example, why did the J6 committee bring in Capitol Police? Why didn't they bring him in? Stephen Sund, remember him, Capitol Police Chief? Well, now we know why. And Sund himself basically said, yeah, this is a very important question. You need to ask yourself why he wasn't brought in. He was in charge of the Capitol Hill Police.
The restrictions I had as the chief. And ask yourself why the January 6th committee never requested that I come and publicly testify. Think about that. I'm the chief of the Capitol Police. To have me come down and publicly testify before the January 6th committee, because I think they were concerned. It would begin to show what went on the 6th, what went on the days leading up to the 6th, and what was the involvement of political leadership and their appointees.
Wow.
Yeah, well, because they know. They had their own narrative, and they wanted to stain Trump and the J6ers with that. A top Biden DOJ official warned the White House lawyer that the Mar-a-Lago raid was likely illegal. That memo has now surfaced from this Merrick Garland's top advisor, Patty Stemler. She was brought in to consult on lawfare cases. She advised, you better not do this. This looks highly illegal. They did it anyway. I'm wondering if Joe Biden ordered that to have done, or somebody else for that matter. Finally, President Trump has appointed Pam Bondi to a new role at the White House AI panel. She will serve as Presidential Council of Advisors. It just was also released that Pam Bondi is undergoing treatment for thyroid cancer right now as well. So that's another administration official. Remember Tulsi Gabbard's husband battling bone cancer. A lot of, and Susie Wiles, right, with the breast cancer. Thank you, Kristen. A lot of cancers I'm hearing a lot of lately. And that's a look at 493 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Coming up next, just how many foster children missing in this country and from the state of Maryland? Well, we know the country numbers, but not so much here in Maryland. Stay with us here on Casey and Company.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling.
But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.real estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill? The possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now. 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, traffic and weather on the threes. The update now with Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a new minor wreck in the median. If you're coming up 702 from Eastern Boulevard, it's in the median right before you get to the Beltway. So it's off to the side, but they're kind of staying away from that left-hand lane. So there'll be a brief delay there. Otherwise, you're okay once you get up around Pulaski Highway. The Beltway with the normal delay. We're backed up now to about the usual delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels, anywhere from 20, maybe 25 minutes southbound. Curtis Creek drawbridge was up, went back down. That's all recovered on that side of the Beltway for that traffic in that area. And in the meantime, southbound I-97, there was a wreck near the bridge at 178. So there's going to be an impact there. Can't see it because of the fog. But in the meantime, there'll be a delay right there to split at I-97 and Route 32. Big closure on I-70 out in the western part of the state in Hagerstown. Westbound I-70 is closed at Interstate 81. There was a fire on a tour bus, and the fire is out. Everybody got out. We can see most of the people are on the shoulder, but there's a lot of activity there. No traffic moving west. Traffic eastbound has one lane getting by with a delay also in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. One more day of rain, scattered showers, isolated storms possible throughout the day. Warm and muggy. Highs will be in the low 80s. Tomorrow, dry, some sunshine. Highs near 80. Right now, 70 and cloudy in Pasadena and some drizzle in 70 in Glen Burnie. We do know that at least 300,000 children went missing during the Biden regime. It could be as high as 500,000 based on runaways and inaccurate data, et cetera. Many of these children are indeed trafficked into sex rings, slave labor, and drug cartels. They become drug runners and end up being lost. And several hundred and some thousand have already been recovered, but there's many more missing. And so nationally, what about the runaways from foster care? Well, according to the FBI's National Crime Information Center and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, there are about a little over 23,000 incidents of children missing from foster care last year. Of the children missing from care who were reported to the center, 17% nationally were identified as likely victims of child sex trafficking, or roughly one in six children end up being, again, trafficked. Here in our country, we are the number one destination for child sex traffickers in the world. And the state of Maryland has already proven they can't take care of foster children properly. A Democrat, State Delegate C.T. Wilson, was asked why foster care children run away.
Having been in the foster care system as a child, you know, kids want to run away for a bunch of reasons. The main one is that's not their home. And a lot of kids are always looking for their home, and nobody wants to be in a facility.
Yeah, nobody wants to be in a facility, especially an institutionalized facility, where you've got, you know, employees who may or may not care. I'm sure some do, But again, in these state agencies, the level of incompetence and a lack of compassion and empathy, I think, is really telling. And both Wilson and Griffith saying, look, the system's bad. The system's broken. We got to change it.
For me, I got the foster care because foster care was pretty terrible to me, as the system goes. Not foster parents were good, but the system was bad. So I joined the Marine Corps just to get out of the system.
We are really living in this tension of giving our children and taking care of them and treating them, making sure they're okay and in a loving environment, but not allowed to provide any true structure and discipline or ramifications for misdeeds. And I think that's, you know, the confusing message being sent from Annapolis, and I'm talking about from the electeds.
By the way, it is law that if a child goes missing from a foster care facility, they must be reported to law enforcement within 24 hours. That's the law. Is that being done here in the state of Maryland? We don't know. DHS isn't talking. Federal oversight has found that even after missing foster children return, systems often fail to document required trafficking screenings. A review of five states found 65% of reviewed case files had no evidence of a sex trafficking screening after children returned from going missing. This is how we can catch people. But both Wilson and Griffith saying that, look, there are no ramifications, there are no consequences either to the employees here or to others that are turned a blind eye to it.
Again, when there's no ramifications, when there's no punishment, when the worst thing you get for running away from a facility is brought back to the facility, why not?
Some of these vendors are not up to the standards that us as a state believe they should be. Fortunately, we're starting to see action be taken. The vendor in the Kenai Ward case was terminated. Silver Academy, according to reporting, is closing. There's a lot of eyes on this issue right now, and sunshine's a great disinfectant. And the more we unpack these things and learn some of these bad actors, we're going to continue to snuff them out and part ways with them.
Where's Governor Leave No One Behind? Where's he been on this? He should be leading from the front on this to locate the missing foster children, but crickets. Town Appliance, they're incredible at what they do, and they've got just every appliance imaginable, all different kinds of brands of appliances and styles of appliances, and a showroom that has 70 different brands, including high-end brands like Bosch and so much more. So when you are looking for an appliance or a kitchen upgrade, no matter what, head over to Town Appliance. Go see Mayor or Mayor. Both guys run the place right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, and take advantage, I should say, of their Memorial Day spring sales event going on right now at Town Appliance. Or check it out at Town Appliance. At 7:30, time for news headlines with Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that Maryland's new Community Trust Act is drawing renewed warnings from some local law enforcement leaders who say the measure will limit cooperation with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and could put public safety at risk. Governor Wes Moore signed more than 270 bills into law Tuesday in Annapolis. The Community Trust Act, a fiercely debated immigration bill aimed at curbing local law enforcement cooperation with ICE in Maryland, will become law without the governor's signature. Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor spoke out Tuesday, calling the new law regarding some suspects held in custody, including suspected illegal immigrants, a hazard to public safety. And Baltimore ranked among the worst large U.S. cities for raising a family in a new Wallet Hub study that compared more than 180 cities on factors ranging from housing affordability and school quality to unemployment and crime. Wallet Hub's report on the best and worst places to raise a family in 2026 placed Baltimore 178th overall, making it the fifth worst city in the rankings. The study evaluated cities across 45 key metrics and category rankings. Baltimore placed 144th for the percentage of families with young kids and 136 for median family salary adjusted for cost of living. Baltimore struggled in several family and economic categories. The city ranked 170th for unemployment rate, 175th for the share of two-parent families, and 173rd for violent crime per capita. The report also placed Baltimore 150th for the percentage of families living in poverty and 168th for separation and divorce rates. Housing affordabilities were ranked 134th. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Huffman. and awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The backups now at both the Harbor Tunnels are pretty much normal, and we're up to the 25-minute range now. Southbound 95 is backed up to Moravia Road. 895 is backed up beyond Pulaski Highway. Very heavy traffic. No incidents reported. Last couple of minutes. Update on the wreck. Southbound I-97 near the bridge 178. That's now on the shoulder. Still getting delays back at the split. There was a hit-and-run accident, but a medic unit showed up on the inner loop of the Beltway right after 795 and before Reisterstown Road. Can see them. They're off in the painted out area, but in the meantime, you could be a little bit slow if you're coming up from Liberty Road. You'll see that medic unit off to the left-hand side. The wreck was in the median, 702 northbound before the Beltway on the Essex side, and a big deal with they're putting out a bus fire on I-70. The westbound lanes are blocked in the area at Interstate 81. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast. We have one more rainy day ahead of us. Scattered showers and even some isolated thunderstorms possible today with highs in the warm and humid low 80s. A few showers and a few storms wrap up tonight as temperatures fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 7:35, brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. Nothing like an Earl Weaver special to get the juices flowing at Camden Yards.
Masaya with a drive, out to right field, and it is gone! Right on cue, Sam, bam, blows it open!
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson Samuel Basayo's three-run shot with the final runs of the game in the Birds 6-1 win over Tampa Bay last night. The O's second win in a row over the Rays. Shane Boz did his job as well on the hill with seven innings of one-run baseball, and that had the manager talking after the game.
Basayo was awesome. Like, he was really efficient with his pitches. I love the changeup usage. I mean, I think he got close to 10%. You know, it's just another wrinkle.
O's go for the sweep tonight at 6:35. The pitcher is listed as undecided, but it could be Trey Gibson, who was called up from the taxi squad last night. Meanwhile, on the ice last night, Stanley Cup playoffs continued in Vegas. The Golden Knights trying to close out the Avalanche.
Theodore to McNabb. Another lob ahead. Stone's behind the defense. He's in alone.
Don McDonough had the call on ESPN. Mark Stone's goal came just 4:42 into the game. Set the tone, and the Vegas defense would do the rest. 2-1, the final. Vegas advances to their third Stanley Cup final in 9 years, and the Avalanche, with the best record in the league, go home. NBA Western Conference Finals last night. It came down to Game 5 in OKC.
This team at home, when they get rolling, they're so tough to stop. Gilgeous Alexander, 9-0 to start the quarter. For the defending Cavs, who lead by 20.
Yeah, Mike Tirico had the call on ESPN. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, actually on NBC, sorry about that. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 32 last night as the Thunder take care of the Spurs. 127-114 lead the series 3-2. Finally, the U.S. men's national soccer team was officially announced yesterday in New York, and while that was happening, U.S. soccer great Landon Donovan had some interesting things to say about the future of the beautiful game in America, telling CNBC's Alex Sherman.
My next frontier, this will be by far the most important thing I do in this sport, is tackling youth soccer. In our country, as a general statement, it's a complete disaster. It is greedy. It is winning first. The players are the last thing on anyone's mind, the kids. And it's really disgusting. I've now seen it twice with my own kids.
World Cup action begins next Thursday in Mexico. The U.S. plays its first game versus Paraguay next Friday in Los Angeles. Time now is 7:37. When we return, what sports is really all about.
Gary Stein here. Looking for the ultimate spot to unwind? Well, Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is my place. Trust me, they've got it all. Signature cocktails like the Boozy Bank Vault or a refreshing blueberry lemon drop. Plus 20 craft drafts on tap, all displayed on a big screen so you can pick your favorite. Catch the Ravens or Orioles on their massive 100-inch TV or kick back in the outdoor courtyard bar. Their happy hour is Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. You'll find them in the far corner of Yorktown Plaza. And if you see me there, be sure to say hi.
Have you had the blueberry lemon drop?
I have not had that yet. All right. I will have that, though.
Just checking.
Sounds pretty good, I'll tell you
it
that.
It does.
Hey, those comments from Landon Donovan are pretty stinging when it comes to U.S. soccer. I've got some more comments from him coming up next hour about one of the biggest problems in U.S. youth soccer. And you know what it is?
No.
It's the parents.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he's one of them.
Okay.
You know, he's a parent of a kid, of two kids now in U.S. soccer. And he just sees what's going on the sidelines. And it's just incredible behavior by parents. So,
well, but that's true of anything. I grew up in the hockey community. You know, parents can get crazy in some of these things. Every parent thinks that their kid's a star and is going to play professional hockey or maybe go on.
Yeah, no.
And some need to show better sportsmanship, but clearly. But there are a lot of good ones out there, too. And it's just that, again, if your child's good enough, if they're athletically gifted, believe me, people will find out.
Yeah, but if you go overboard, I think is the problem. Anyway, what I did want to mention, though, great story in the Baltimore Banner, if you get a chance to read it. It's by Julie Sharper. It's called, the title is, A Crash Took His Arm, His Community is Carrying Him Forward. It's about a JV rugby player named Liam O'Donoghue at Calvert Hall, who was the victim of an automobile accident. He lost his arm. He can't play anymore, obviously. And while they were winning the championship, they carried him forward.
Wow.
It is a story of true friendship between two kids who grew up together, one who can continue to play, one who can't continue to play, and how they help each other.
That's a great heartwarming
really
story.
Really is a great story.
Right, it's in the banner. Thanks so much, Gary.
It's in the banner.
7:39, 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Ed Hale Sr. joining us in studio at the top of the hour for his hour-long interview that we have been, series we've been Meet the Candidates. And it's Ed's turn, and we won't be taking calls, but if you do have a question for Ed Hale Sr., you can submit your question to am680@wcbm.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. We'll get as many as we can in. Obviously, I have a list of questions as well for Ed, and we'll be doing that right after the 8 o'clock news. The Community Trust Act. Drawing renewed warnings from some local law enforcement leaders after the governor allowed the law to become law without his signature. Doesn't have the stones to sign it or veto it. Instead, I'll just ignore it. Why? Because I can then have plausible deniability. Well, I said I was against it, but, you know, again, I've got this presidential thing that's hanging over my head in a couple of years. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to ruin my chances for that. Boy, what a charlatan, I got to tell you. I would just respect him more if he just signed the darn thing and then you knew, you know, who he is. Or he vetoed it. Even that would have been suspect, I think, because he knows that they have enough numbers to override it. Anyway, yesterday, of course, 270 bills signed into law, and this one without the governor's signature. And Sheriff Chuck Jenkins of Frederick County says this bill goes too far.
It goes way too far in tying our hands as to how we handle criminals who might be in our detention centers. Rather than handing them off to ICE in our detention facility, we now have to release them, let them go onto the street.
Yeah, that's right. Right back out on the street where Dollar Bill Ferguson and Sheriff Gaylor of Harford County give you the pro and cons of this bill.
We cannot keep communities safe if people are being stripped of their rights. When ICE is pulling mothers out of their cars and detaining five-year-olds, we need to move forward, and I am so glad that these are becoming part of Maryland law.
We were in Annapolis this year trying to fight this off, and sadly, again, the governor should have vetoed this terrible bill.
The five-year-old thing is a myth. That was an illegal alien. It was in the country illegal. She had her five-year-old child with her. They're not sending the five-year-old to jail. So, again, they had to detain, make sure that there was either social services or somebody else, a relative that could come and claim the 5-year-old so that the 5-year-old wouldn't go to jail with the mother or in detention with the mother. So, again, that's just that is a misconception. Gaylor says this policy, this bill, puts citizens at risk.
It puts our citizens at risk because we cannot communicate with our federal partners to even find out whether these people are in the country illegally with what this bill does.
And he talked about some of the detainer cases that are in jeopardy here as soon as this bill becomes law.
Just a couple of weeks ago, I asked, as this was coming to a head after the legislature closed out, how many we were holding currently on detainers, which allowed us to notify ICE, hold those individuals for 48 hours so ICE could come pick them up once they completed their local sentences. And we had 5 at that time.
And this bill is an emergency bill, so it immediately became law. And Gaylor talked about some of the criminals that would have to be released.
These were all people that today we can't notify ICE. We cannot hold them beyond their local charges. We can't hold them for that 48 hours. And they would be all 5. I think one of them may have got turned over to the Department of Corrections. So the other 4 would be walking out the jail door, back into Harford County, back into interacting in our communities, and free to commit whatever crimes they see fit to do.
So Gaylor and other law enforcement partners have now filed a federal lawsuit challenging this new law. They're going to be outlining their position at 11 o'clock this morning at Lawyers Mall in Annapolis. We'll have coverage of that for you tomorrow on the program. By the way, we need a contestant. Choose your fake news. Give us a call right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Some WCBM merchandise up for grabs today. Right now, let's get the latest on traffic weather on the threes with the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
And brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We're back into the Hagerstown area and the closure of westbound I-70 at Interstate 81 was a tour bus. Everybody got off safely. We've seen those people now transported away. May have had some minor injuries. Could have been some other things going on there, but they moved those folks away from the roadway. Could be a little chilly out there as well, but they're now gone. But the cleanup is still underway. All the westbound lanes are blocked. The fire is out. A lot of equipment on the scene. They've reopened all the eastbound lanes, and there's no backup right now for the traffic eastbound. The traffic westbound, we can see it as far back as I can see going up the hill. A lot of tractor trailers sitting there, and they've been dead stopped since this happened more than a half an hour ago through that area. The accident on the inner loop right after 795 still remains in the median. It's not a big deal right now. There was an accident also in the median on 702 northbound before the Beltway coming up from Eastern Avenue. You might just want to stay to the right getting through there. 25-minute delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. Still some areas with heavy fog. An accident on the shoulder, I-97 southbound near the bridge at 178. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Stop in and see Bernie today, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. And I'm Chuck Whittier with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, last chance to join the panel here and become a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Give us a call right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. One more day of rain. I promise. Scattered showers, isolated storms possible throughout the day today. Getting some of that precipitation right now as we speak. It'll be warm and muggy, and we'll be in the low 80s. Back into the mid to upper 60s for the low tonight. And then tomorrow we dry out, some sunshine, highs near 80 degrees. Right now, cloudy, 69 in Bel Air, 70 in Dundalk with a little drizzle there. And time foggy to choose. What's that?
Foggy, too.
Foggy, too. Yeah, we do have some fog. Last couple of days we've had some fog based on the rising temperatures. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right now, time to choose your fake news. 3 stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And we've got some WCBM merchandise up for grabs for you here today. Our contestant is Glenn in Annapolis. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning.
Yep, got a little breaking up there on the cell phone. Are you still there?
Here, can you hear me?
Yep, I can. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Oh, I'll go first.
All right, Glenn wants to go first. Where to go? Here you go. Story number 1. Republican Tennessee Congressman Tim Burchett calling for the return of the noose. Hanging as a federal execution method in response to some of the depraved crimes in recent memory. He says, I hope I have a bill to bring back hanging. Please support the DROP Act. Story two. No more councilmen or councilwomen, or rather chairmen, on the Baltimore County Council if a new legislation proposed by County Executive Kathy Klausmar is approved. Bill calls for gender-neutral titles to be used in the county code and requires the council members to post pronouns at council meetings in all official county documents. And story three, in an incident that belongs in Ripley's Believe It or Not, a dog managed to fire a gun and hit a woman while it was inside a vehicle last week in Nebraska. Police officers were called to a convenience store in the city after a report that a person had been shot by a BB gun. They were later informed while driving to the gas station and convenience store the incident involved a shotgun, and apparently the dog stepped on the trigger, setting the shotgun off. Story one, Congressman Burchett introduces the DROP Act. Story two, pronouns now required at the Baltimore County Council meetings. Or story three, dog shoots woman with shotgun. All right, what are you thinking, Glenn?
Number two is the fake story.
Number two is the fake story, says Glenn. Okay, Kristen?
Yeah, I'm between one and two, but I think I'm going to err. I hope that's fake anyway, although Baltimore County certainly wastes their time on plenty of other things, but I'll say two.
Kristen goes for story two. Chuck?
One.
Chuck goes for one. Maggie?
I'm going with one.
Maggie goes with one as well. Nobody votes for story number three. That is, of course, a true story. Dog shoots woman with the shotgun. And leave teacher, right?
I can see my dog doing that.
Story one, Congressman Burchett's The DROP Act is a true story.
Oh.
Story two, yeah, no pronouns involved in that, although they want gender-neutral titles, but the pronouns are not required. So, Glenn, way to sniff that one out, you and Kristen. We'll put you in hold.
Good job.
Tell you how to get your prize. Chuck had emerged. He went into the lead recently and then just gave it all back. So he's a little bit of a slump right now.
Well, if they do go back to hanging, we'll do broadcasts from there. It'll be Hang 'em All Prison.
That's right. That's right. Hang 'em high.
That's ooh. Right.
Very good.
The tumbleweed just went by.
That's Whistler's mother.
All right. Yeah, she was a mother, too. I knew her.
I've been once compared to her in pictures.
Really? Okay.
Well, I needed. Didn't she have a blanket over her head? She was sitting in the rocker. That was Whistler's mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the guy painted her the brush off.
You had a blanket.
She had 113,
folks.
Blanket on her.
If you're keeping
what was
track.
Under that blanket?
I thought she had a blanket on her head. I don't know.
Maybe in that's what you do in your own time. But we'll see. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple of 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, Governor candidate Ed Hale. He's a Republican gubernatorial candidate. He's going to join us for in studio, again, hour-long interview. And again, if you have any questions for Ed, you can submit them at am680wcbm.com or text them into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up next, the latest on Ballotgate. And what's going to happen here in Maryland? Congress is now sniffing around to see what's going on.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866- 597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Coming up next, replacement ballots have begun to be mailed out. 565,000 replacement ballots. They're going by alphabetical order. We'll tell you when you can expect yours and what to do with it. And meanwhile, Congress is now investigating, as well as the DOJ, of what's happening here in Maryland. And don't forget, Ed Hale Sr. joining us at the top of the hour at 7:53. Traffic weather on the threes with the update. Here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, no change on the vehicle fire. It was a tour bus. Everybody got off safely. Westbound I-70 is blocked at Interstate 81. Been blocked now for the last 40 minutes or so, and no traffic is moving. The fire itself is out, but the cleanup is still underway. The bus itself is on the shoulder. They may eventually get one lane open, but for right now, nobody moving westbound. Also, now there's a report in the backup that there may be another accident coming up towards the area of the accident scene. All the eastbound lanes are open. Beltway, yep, you have all your normal delays right now there. JFX, no issues other than the fog. And you'll have some heavier traffic south of Ruxton Road. Both the tunnels still sitting with about a 20 to 25-minute delay on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Another day of rain, scattered showers, and isolated storms possible. Warm and muggy, low 80s. And then the sun, well, we should see it tomorrow. Should dry out and be sunny. Right now, cloudy, 69 in the Middle River, 70 in Pasadena. So the Maryland State Board of Elections has started sending out corrected replacement ballots after the error was uncovered, discovered, whatever the case may be. 565,000. The vendor, Taylor Print and Visual Impressions, could not accurately identify which voters did and did not receive correct ballots, so the SBE decided to send all voters who request a mail-in ballot a new one. They're telling you if you receive the original ballot, destroy it, and fill out the replacement ballot. And again, if you've already filled out your ballot and sent it back, the original ballot, good luck with that. I don't know how they're going to do that. Replacement ballots have been sent to Allegheny County. They're doing it in alphabetical order. Yesterday afternoon, Anne Arundel, Cecil, Charles, Frederick, Harford, Howard, Montgomery, Queen Anne's, and Washington got their ballots in the mail. Today, corrected ballots will be mailed to voters in Baltimore City, Baltimore County, Calvert, Caroline, Dorchester, Garrett, Kent, PG, St. Mary's, Somerset, Talbot, Wicomico, and Worcester. Guys, I talked to my mother-in-law yesterday, who does get a mail-in ballot, and she was going over her ballot, asking me questions about who these people are that are running, and I did notice it's just this was the original ballot. She had not received a replacement ballot, so I told her, again, just don't vote that one. Destroy it. Wait for your replacement ballot to come in the mail. It should be there today or sometime by the end of the week. If not, then you've got to get on the horn. So here's first off, the question that I have is, how did the State Board of Elections discover this mistake? Because we're not getting any transparent answers out of the State Board of Elections or the Elections Administrator, Jared DeMarinis. Did somebody at SBE uncover it? Did the vendor uncover it and report it to SBE? Or were they both flying in the dark and had to wait for voters who received their ballots? You know, like a Democrat who gets a Republican primary ballot or vice versa, because, you know, that is part of the big question here is how was this mistake discovered? Who actually made the mistake? Now, they're blaming the vendor, or the vendor is taking the fall, because I'm sure they want to get paid and they want to get future business with the state. They vowed that they will put in the safety and safeguards and protocols. They say there are safeguards in place to count these ballots accurately. What are those safeguards? You should be transparent with the voters so we can restore faith and credibility and integrity in the election system here in the state of Maryland. Now, Congress has gotten into the act. The DOJ, we told you yesterday, Harmy Dillon has sent a letter to Jared DeMarinis to preserve all records, everything he got, involving this massive ballot failure. And now the House Administration Committee, which has broad oversight of federal elections, they say is critical to safeguard the integrity of Americans' electoral system. It says your office, the Maryland State Board of Elections, recently reported a vendor error that resulted in many voters receiving the wrong party ballot. This issue merits careful attention and assurance it will not reoccur. The committee is therefore seeking information from the Maryland State Board of Elections. So they want all records to be retained. And because the number of incorrect ballots could not be determined, the State Board of Elections announced it would preemptively send replacement ballots to every voter who requests the mail-in ballot. So, again, they may even actually get subpoenas on this thing because it is somebody screwed up big time, and it was either incompetence, as I understand it. Printers often, before they run the final typeset or whatever, they'll get somebody to sign off on it as to who authorized the job. You know, number one, remember, somebody's paying for this. In this case, it's the taxpayers of the state of Maryland, and it was somebody's job at SBE to review these ballots and make sure that they were accurate. Who was that person? And why haven't we heard from that person? And why haven't we got more information out of, other than mail-in ballot is secure and it's transparent, and that's a bunch of hooey on the part of Mr. DeMarinis. So, again, that's lawyer talk, folks. So we'll have to wait and see. But DOJ's on the case. Congress is now investigating, as they should. And so give us a call. Let us know by the end of the week, especially if you're in our listening area, if you've received your replacement ballot and when you got it, where you're calling from. We'd love to hear how this process is going. We want to keep track of it in real time, so to speak. And Senator Bill Ferguson says maybe a special session to talk about redistricting in Maryland could come after the June 23rd primary. He has changed his tune based on the Supreme Court decision, mainly because he obviously, as we said yesterday, has a primary opponent and maybe wants to be governor one day, so he doesn't want to foul any chance that he might have. Coming up next, Ed Hale Sr. joins us for an in-studio hour-long interview. Stick with us here on Casey & Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The most powerful force in politics, that's how Ken Paxton described President Trump's endorsement. It helped propel Paxton to victory over veteran U.S. Senator John Cornyn in the GOP primary runoff in Texas. Kalise Perry cast her ballot for Paxton.
I was already going to vote for Ken Paxton, but yeah, I'm a Trump fan, MAGA all the way. So yeah, that helped push him, I think, a little bit over Cornyn. And I'm glad Trump did. Even if Trump hadn't have endorsed Ken Paxton, I still would have voted for Ken Paxton.
Cornyn says he will back Paxton.
I've always supported the Republican ticket, and I intend to do so again in this general election. I've said throughout this race that I trust the voters of Texas, and they've made their decision, and I must respect it.
Paxton faces Democrat James Tallarico in November. Search goes on for nine people missing after a chemical tank ruptured at a paper mill and pulp plant in Longview, Washington. One person killed, more than a half dozen others injured. All of the evacuees now back home in Garden Grove, Southern California. They were chased from their homes when a chemical tank ruptured at a plant there. The stuff of science fiction soon to become science fact. NASA ordering landers, rovers, and drones for a planned sprawling base on the moon.
With Moonbase, Artemis astronauts will stay longer, explore farther, and conduct the kinds of science that advances exploration itself. Understanding how humans operate off-world, how we build infrastructure, and how we prepare for Mars.
NASA's Lori Glaze plans for the moon base advance less than 2 months after Artemis II's record-breaking lunar fly around. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 41 points higher. The Nasdaq futures are up 206 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention, have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-573-4400. That's 800-573-4400. Again, that's 800-573-4400.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway inner loop right after you cross the bridge at Providence Road. We see the medic unit pulling up now on the right side, and looks like state police will be there shortly. So already the state highway truck is there with the arrow board. You're going to have to stay to the center and the left-hand lane. Very quickly now, a backup through Delaney Valley Road, going back over towards York Road. The outer loop can see it. Very heavy fog there as well. So the outer loop is also rubbernecking as you're coming through that area. Heavy fog advisories continue throughout the area at the Bay Bridge and also the Potomac River Bridge on US 301. Continuing to look at least 20 to 25 minute delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We have one more rainy day ahead of us. Scattered showers and even some isolated thunderstorms possible today with highs in the warm and humid low 80s. A few showers and a few storms wrap up tonight as temperatures fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
68 degrees in White Marsh and 68 at Joppatown. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. After remaining opposed to Maryland jumping into the mid-cycle redistricting race unfolding across the country, Senate President Bill Ferguson indicated he softened his stance. Pointing to the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on the Voting Rights Act, Ferguson, a Democrat from Baltimore City, said he's going to meet with his caucus after the June primary to discuss the possibility of a special session. And cocktails to go are returning to Baltimore County after Governor Wes Moore signed legislation making the option permanent nearly 3 years after the pandemic era allowance expired. Moore signed HB 121 and SB 72 on May 26, which permanently allows cocktails to go in Baltimore County, a move supporters say will increase convenience for adult consumers while supporting local restaurants and bars. Cocktails to go were temporarily permitted in Maryland during the COVID-19 pandemic to help businesses stay afloat and provide flexibility for consumers, but that ability expired in June 2023. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 327, the pick 4, 6822. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. The Birds going for the sweep tonight against Tampa Bay after taking the first two, including last night. 6-1 on the strength of a three-run blast from Sam Bisaio and seven strong innings from Shane Boz. Manager Albernaz comments after the game.
It's a resilient group, and also doesn't matter wins or losses. We have to have, you know, the ability to turn the page and focus on the next day, and that's what these guys are doing. They model it every single day. And
meanwhile, elsewhere in the AL East, the Yanks romp over Kansas City. 15-1 was the final, and the Blue Jays in grand fashion over the Marlins. Dan Schulman had the call on Sportsnet Canada. Sanchez, part of a 6-run 6 last night, and the Rays beat Miami 8-1 the final. Finally, Argentine police have confirmed that they've arrested two Chilean citizens suspected of being part of a transnational gang that orchestrated burglaries at the homes of well-known athletes, including stars from the NBA and the NFL. The arrest took place at a bus station in Buenos Aires. The crime gang targeted the homes of prominent athletes in the U.S. and Argentina, including NFL stars Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, NBA star Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Luka Doncic. Coming up in 30 minutes, Joe Burrow with a bold prediction. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, Casey and Company, and coming up in this hour, a full hour-long interview in studio with Republican gubernatorial candidate Ed Hale Sr. Before we get to Ed, there are reports that a peace deal with Iran may be about to be signed. Multiple outlets are now reporting that could come as early as today. Now, the president had a meeting at the White House scheduled for today. Maybe that is to announce this deal, maybe something else. We're still looking to confirm with other sources, but there are some initial reports that a peace deal may be in the offing. Stay tuned. We'll have the latest for you coming up in just a second. Ed Hale is with us in studio. Always good to see you, Ed. Thanks for coming
in.
Appreciate that. Nice. So we'll get right to it here with this mail-in ballot problem. And again, what are your thoughts on these mail-in ballots in Maryland? Should they be eliminated? Should we have the DOJ investigating? We have Congress now asking for a letter. Are you do you trust the system right now? Do you think the system is secure and this primary election is going to be basically executed in a proper fashion?
Seems to be unfair. What's happened here is blaming it on the printer after people are supposed to proof this from the agency that is providing it to the printer makes no sense. I believe that when I ran a proxy fight to take over the Bank of Baltimore, you had a white proxy, and if it changed the next day, you had a blue one, or you had a green one. Change the color and do it. Make a difference in the color just so that there's not a duplication of, like, a Democrat can't vote for a Republican can't vote for a Democrat. You know, we can't do this. It's so unfair, and nobody trusts the system. No one.
Do you, as a businessman, I mean, obviously, you know, you've been very successful in business, but it's all about accountability. Who should be held accountable here? Is it the vendor? Is it the State Board of Elections? Is it both?
It's the State Board of Elections, but at the top of the heap is the governor of the state, you know, who's really not paying attention to anything. We all know that, and he says he's not running for president or running for some higher office, but we all know that he is. He doesn't pay attention to it, among other things. There's been a lot of neglect.
Your reaction to the governor who is did not sign the Community Trust Act, which prohibits local law enforcement from communicating with federal immigration officials. He decided he was going to let it become law without his signature. He could have signed it, could have vetoed it, but he did nothing. What are your thoughts?
He did nothing because that's part of the Democrat narrative. I think that just gives him, like, hey, that's what they want him to do. He looks good on the national level. It's pretty much that simple.
Do you believe it was to protect his viability for his presidential ambition?
Absolutely. I think that's all it is. You know, he's never here. He's always away, and he's not here. He's not paying attention to the Key Bridge. He's not paying attention to the bridges in Ocean City or a bunch of the roads that are here. I just think that it's just a dereliction of duty, which is causing a major, major exodus of people. People like you and I, Sean, and companies. You know, I was considering moving. I was going to move to New Hampshire.
Right.
That's not hyperbole. I was going to move. And I'm here now because I think we are being neglected, all of us.
Well, there was a Daily Rank came out with Maryland is one of the top 10 for out-migration states. People are leaving to retire. Young people aren't coming here because of the incredible tax burdens. And so we had the largest tax increase in history in 2025. Would you repeal that? How would you accomplish that with a Democrat supermajority?
Well, I think that we have to go in and take a look at we have to balance the budget and go in there and make the cuts that are necessary with the bureaucracy. We have a huge bureaucracy, and it's about to get worse. Yeah, this Family Leave Act is coming up. Are you aware of that one?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, it's going to be 1% tax on people.
Like, oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
On us and also on employers. So that's going to be coming up, and they're going to have 200 people are going to be put into a new agency to watch this. That's why God invented insurance companies to do this. I don't
right.
understand why we have to have this in our government. I just don't understand it.
All right, more with Ed Hale Sr. coming up in just a second. Get some of your calls, not calls, but questions via email and or text in just a moment. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. And with the update now, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
The wreck on the inner loop right here at Providence Road, once the fire department arrived, they blocked more than the shoulder area. They're blocking the right lane, so they're pushing traffic to the center and the left side of the roadway. Now, the backup starts here at Providence. The tail end of the backup, I just looked about 4 or 5 minutes ago, was already back at York Road. I'm sure by now that it's back towards 83. So that's a big delay now, and with the heavy fog in that area as well, that's definitely a problem for the traffic going east from Towson and then trying to get over towards Parkville. The outer loop can see it, and that's adding to the normal delay already there. The heavy fog advisories continue, and there has been at least a brief change with that vehicle fire. It was a tour bus on fire in Hagerstown, westbound I-70. They're now letting the ramp lane get off from I-70 westbound, so we're moving some traffic once again, and all the eastbound lanes are clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. One more day of rain, scattered showers and storms possible throughout the day. It's going to be warm and muggy. Highs will be in the low 80s, 69 right now in Annapolis. It is 69 here in Pikesville. And just a brief note, we now are getting via Fox News that Mojtaba Khamenei is expected to sign the Trump peace deal in an unprecedented courier setup. So that's all we know as of right now. The latest on these negotiations, the president's striking an optimistic tone about the deal. So something could happen today, and we'll keep an eye on that. In studio, here's Ed Hale Sr., Republican gubernatorial candidate. The early voting begins June the 11th. Maryland has been named the second worst state to start a business. Baltimore Sun reporting 1,100 net jobs created under Governor Moore in his term here. 1,100. That's it.
I'm shocked that it's that many.
Yeah. What are the problems?
That can't be net.
Yeah. What are the problems as you see them? How do you fix them?
Well, you have to get rid of the bureaucracy here. You know, you can't get a permit to do anything. I've spoken to some of the African-American churches and the leaders of those churches, and they're like unconcerned about permits, for example. But if you want to get an additional parking lot behind your church because your congregation's getting bigger, you can't do it. If you want to do a kitchen in the back because you want to cater weddings and funerals and things, you can't do it. It would take years to do it. And so it not only affects those things, but you can't. There are people in Kent County that have perk tests that have been approved for 5 years or something like that, there's not one house being built in that county because there's just a quagmire of people in Annapolis that are not giving permits. That's a big problem. So there's no ability to grow. I would get a concierge that's going to be the person that's going to help with shovel-ready land that's ready to go. I would do that. And also I would get an expediter that's going to be somebody that will help with permits.
Speaking of it, you mentioned earlier the bridges. We have the Key Bridge, obviously, which is near and dear to your heart. I remember you calling into this program and in the waning.
It was 3 days after that bridge went down.
And we know that is now ballooned into a potential, not till 2030 or so, $9 billion we're hearing it could be. And then there's the Chesapeake Bay Bridge,
right?
Which, as you know, they're going to put two new spans, four lanes with shoulders, whole nine yards. They're saying that that could start in 2030 or 2031, somewhere along that timeline, and cost upwards of $15 billion. Do you accept that cost? Do you think it's going to be as little as $15 billion, or do you think it's going to be much more than
that? No, I just think that you have to find a way to get it paid for, and the only way to get it paid for is through tolls. You raise the tolls high enough, I think people would pay for the tolls to pay for the bridge. But I think you have to have an agreement with the citizenry to make sure that that happens. So you have to make sure that you check with everybody. And I think that's a problem. But I think a bigger problem is I met with a bunch of Ocean City businesses. They are very concerned about the Kelly Avenue Bridge, the Route 50 bridge mm-hmm. that we all take into there, and they're at the Route 90 bridge
right.
going into there, too. They don't know if these bridges are going to last very long. One big storm comes in, you know, there's not going to be a bridge. And if there's going to be a really big storm that really sneaks up on us, which it's hard to do these days, but if it sneaks up, you can't evacuate the property or the island that Ocean City is. So we need to get onto that immediately.
So you think there should be more attention paid to the infrastructure of Maryland,
infrastructure,
not
yes,
just
sir.
The Key Bridge, but these other bridges in Ocean City? We had a bridge in Baltimore County, North County, that collapsed recently. Some of these bridges and tunnels, and there's also the issue of tunnels as well.
There's one at Route 50 and 301, too, that's been under construction for years, and it's going no place. It's a small bridge. They can't even finish that.
Would you be in favor of raising the gas tax in order to help pay for some of these infrastructure repairs?
No, not only would I not raise the gas tax, I would take the gas tax is attached to the CPI and it goes up automatically in the legislature. I would make sure that that's voted on every year, not automatically attached to the CPI. CPI goes up 2%, the gas tax goes up 2%. I would do the opposite. I would reduce the gas tax.
All right, more with Ed Hale coming up in just a second. It is time once again for America 250 celebration, in which, again, from the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, our national anthem, time to celebrate America 250. Brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dream of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. On this day, it was May 27th, 1812, former President Thomas Jefferson wrote to President Adams to let him know their mutual friend Benjamin Rush had passed away. Rush's passing caused Jefferson to meditate upon the departure of the revolutionary generation. He wrote, "We too must go, and before long, I believe, we're under a half a dozen at present. I mean the signers of the Declaration of Independence. And although Jefferson and Adams were bitter political enemies by that time of the presidential election of 1800, in which Jefferson narrowly defeated Adams, the two leading intellectuals and politicians of Virginia and Massachusetts had been allies and confidants during the heady revolutionary days of the late 1770s. Following 12 years of bitter silence caused by their disagreements over the role of the new federal government, the two old friends managed to reestablish the discourse of their younger years spent in Philadelphia, where they both served in the Continental Congress in Paris, where they served together as ambassadors to France. In 1812, Benjamin Rush, a patriot and physician from Philadelphia, initiated the renewed correspondence between the two and a reconciliation of his two friends and ex-presidents. The correspondence continued until Adams and Jefferson both died on July 4th, 1826, the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence that all three friends had signed in 1776. And that's a look at America 250.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it. You need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic. The office, relaxing. And you'll get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning. And that can be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Gary Stein here. Looking for the ultimate spot to unwind? Well, Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is my place. Trust me, they've got it all. Signature cocktails like the Boozy Bank Vault or a refreshing blueberry lemon drop, plus 20 craft drafts on tap, all displayed on a big screen so you can pick your favorite. Catch the Ravens or Orioles on their massive 100-inch TV or kick back in the outdoor courtyard bar. Their happy hour is Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. You'll find them in the far corner of Yorktown Plaza. And if you see me there, be sure to say hi.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
823 traffic weather on the threes. The update now with Chuck Whitaker.
Direct on the Beltway inner loop right after the bridge at Providence Road. Traffic is getting by to the center and left. The backup goes from there all the way back to the ramps at I-83. So that's a long delay. 3-4 exits right now for the traffic eastbound. Heavy fog in that area as well. The outer loop is looking at it. You have a big delay coming over from Hartford Road and over towards Perry Parkway all the way by the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Day of rain, scattered showers, storms, and warm and muggy. Highs in the low 80s tomorrow. Finally, sunshine, dry conditions, and again, a high near 80. Right now, Annapolis is at 70, Ellicott City, 71. We have a question from one of our listeners for Ed Hale Sr., and this is from Doug. He says, good morning. The state needs an audit to see where all the money is actually going. Would you agree to that? Would you agree to that? And Pennsylvania state budget is less than Maryland's. Why?
It's a mystery to me, and what I would do is get all the 501c3s to show cause why they should get the money. Are they compliant with all the rules in the state and the laws in the state of Maryland? And I guarantee you there's going to be a whole ton of them that are not. And what are they doing with the money? Where is the money coming from? And I just find it kind of curious that we're late on getting tax refunds out to people. And some of the highways out here, on the way out here, every time I come out here, I'm just puzzled by all these Jersey walls and no people and traffic cars. You know, these traffic people out there to give people tickets all the time. It just makes no sense. It's, you know, you have a big expense and nobody's doing anything, and traffic jams that are crazy, which is created in large part by the Key Bridge being knocked down.
Sure. That was a cause and effect. Another listener, Robert, says, are you willing to debate your Republican primary opponents?
No.
Reason why? No reason?
No reason.
Okay. Baltimore City has been named the second worst school district in the country. How do we better educate the youth of our state, and how do we keep them safe while they're in schools?
Well, I think that there has to be discipline, parenting. I would have school choice. I would have school choice be implemented, because what's happening right now, it's not working. $22,000 per student, and most of them can't even read and write at the end of the their graduation. It's just, if it's broken, it's wrong. We should get right down to bedrock and start again. And, you know, I don't think anybody can make any use of the plan that's in place right now. This
blueprint for the future.
Yeah, blueprint is just doesn't work. And if you want to talk about it and think it's going to work and make it work, it's not going to.
Would you be in favor of rescinding that in order to better balance
the budget?
It's
necessary, but I think we have to get down to a real discourse about what is it going to take to make a student read and write when they graduate from high school. What is wrong with that? I think what's happening now is not working. We have to do something about it. But school choice, like Florida and a few other places, is working. Why don't we take best practices of other states and do that?
When it comes to crime, Ed, illegal aliens, repeat violent offenders, juvenile thugs pretty much roam in the streets of Maryland these days. Would you be in favor of establishing a state 287G program to work with federal immigration officials? And what do you propose to do with the repeat violent offenders and these juveniles that are committing these crimes?
I did meet with a lot of the sheriffs, and they have endorsed me, and I would definitely be in favor of 287. And on the way out here, I called some of them, and I said, have you ever heard of ICE going into a school, a church, and rousting anybody? Like, they're all saying that that's happening. And they said, no. Now, when they come out of the courtroom and they've been found guilty of something, they do pick them up. What is wrong with that? If they're guilty, why don't you pick them up? If they go into jail, they get out of jail, then you have to rearrest them. The violence of this is just dumb to make sure. If you have to make sure that you rearrest them, it's not going to be a pleasant scene to see that. You have them already. Why are we not cooperating?
All right. More with Ed Hale Sr. coming up right after the 8:30 news. A reminder that you can hear the show, the Casey & Company, on demand. Go to WCBM.com. And if you missed the first part of our interview with Ed Hale Sr., you can certainly download that and listen to it at your leisure, whenever you want, wherever you want. That coming up in a little bit later on after the show is over in about half an hour or so. By the way, the best of Casey & Company is available each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Time to get a little update on what's happening locally, and here with the latest news headlines once again, Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Bail has been denied for the man accused of kidnapping a Cockeysville middle school girl. 34-year-old Oscar Argueta will remain in custody at the Baltimore County Detention Center as he awaits a September trial for kidnapping, second-degree assault, and third-degree sex offense. Argueta was arrested late last month after he allegedly approached the student while she was walking to school, claimed to be a family friend, and convinced her to get into his car. Investigators say he drove the girl to several locations before dropping her off at school. If Argueta is found guilty on all charges, he faces up to 70 years in prison. And the Maryland Department of Transportation has launched a new anti-litter campaign featuring Governor Wes Moore. Social media videos and public service announcements will urge everyone to respect Maryland roads by not littering. He says in recent years, the state has spent an average of more than $17 million a year to pick up trash along highways maintained by the State Highway Administration.
The governor says that's state funding that could have been used for critical infrastructure projects, improving public safety, and driving economic growth in communities. Lives lost, including security guard Amin Abdullah, who was killed defending the mosque. And Anthony Brown is leading a coalition of 23 attorneys general and three governors in urging a court of appeals to uphold a lower court's ruling blocking the deployment of National Guard troops to Washington, D.C. The coalition says the deployment undermines the sovereignty of states and local jurisdictions and threatens the foundational principle that the military must remain under civilian control. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The cleanup on this wreck on the inner loop at Providence Road, it involves a tractor trailer. There's a fuel spill. We're going to need heavy duty wreckers to get the vehicle off the guardrail. This is going to be here for a while. So if you're in Towson, you're coming through Towson, you may need to get off and pick up Joppa Road and Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, anything to get away from the Beltway, because this cleanup is going to be here for a while on the right side of the roadway. So pretty good time. Back up, and it's still there. Last check, the tail end of that backup was going over almost, yeah, well, now it's even back beyond the ramps here at I-83. So anything you can do to get away from that inner loop going towards Providence Road, it's time to do that back at York Road and then come back over to the Beltway in the area of Lockraven Boulevard or even Perry Parkway to save yourself some time. There's no change really on the earlier vehicle fires. A tour bus on fire, Hagerstown westbound I-70 at Interstate 81. Only the ramp lane is getting by, and now they're getting some very heavy rain in that area as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCB.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We have one more rainy day ahead of us. Scattered showers and even some isolated thunderstorms possible today with highs in the warm and humid low 80s. A few showers and a few storms wrap up tonight as temperatures fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:35 brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. Good fundamental baseball displayed by the Birds last night as they beat the Rays for the second night in a row. 6-1 was the final. The three-run homer by Sam Bisaccia will get the headlines, but manager Albernez wanted to talk about his team's complete performance.
Obviously, our guys did a lot of good things, like the bunts, running the base as well, just playing good team baseball. Like, that's, and our defense was what we needed.
Birds go for the sweep tonight at 6:35. It's likely that Trey Gibson, who joined the team last night, will take the hill for Baltimore. Ravens will be on the practice field again today, day two of this week's OTAs. Day one yesterday saw rookie tight end Josh Cuevas shine again with a couple of nice catches over the middle. Rookie receiver Elijah Surratt as well. Meanwhile, Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow at Bengals OTAs proclaiming this.
I think this is the most talented roster that we've had since I've been here.
Later, he said, quote, "We're going to win a lot of games this year. We're going to win a Super Bowl." Last hour, we heard from U.S. soccer great Landon Donovan about the next big endeavor for him, and that is changing the way that youth soccer operates, calling the current model a disaster. Here he is talking about a big part of the problem.
And look, to change culture is hard because the parents are part of the problem, right? The parents will tell you, oh, it's da-da-da, but then they get out there and the parents are on the sideline yelling, like, I know, oh, how did you miss the goal? And, you know, and so that is going to be very difficult. But
this is all coming just about 2 weeks before World Cup 2026 is set to begin. Happy heavenly birthday today to the golf legend Sam Snead, three-time winner of the Masters, born on this day in 1912, passed away in 2002. Terrestrial birthday to former White Sox first baseman Frank Thomas, who turns 58. And how about this? Former All-Pro wide receiver Pauley alumnus and Super Bowl champion Antonio Buttons Freeman turning 54 today.
There's Favre. Antonio Freeman, they're not going to catch him. Touchdown, Green Bay.
Pat Summerall with the call on CBS. Super Bowl 31 against the Patriots, a then-record 81-yard touchdown reception. And on this day in sports history, we take you back 89 years to the day, May 27th, 1937. Left-hander Carl Hubbell and the New York Baseball Giants beat the Reds 3-2 in Cincinnati. It was Hubbell's 24th consecutive win, and that is still a major league record. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here, looking for the ultimate spot to unwind? Well, Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is my place. Trust me, they've got it all. Signature cocktails like the Boozy Bank Vault or a refreshing Blueberry Lemon Drop, plus 20 craft drafts on tap, all displayed on a big screen so you can pick your favorite. Catch the Ravens or Orioles on their massive 100-inch TV or kick back in the outdoor courtyard bar. Their happy hour is Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. You'll find them in the far corner of Yorktown Plaza. And if you see me there, be sure to say hi.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 8:37. We are speaking with Ed Hale Sr. in studio to the top of the hour. Lots of questions, as you might imagine, pouring in via text and email here today. First up is the Maryland, as I refer to them, General Insane Asylum, passing the Utility Relief Act this year. The relief adds up to about $12.50 a month when ratepayers are paying hundreds of dollars more in bills. Businesses, there's the Gershbeck's grocery stores, you know, had an incredible bill increase there. So what do you do about Maryland's energy crisis from supply to demand?
First off, that's an insult to everybody's intelligence. Everybody knows that. $12.50 is one and a half Happy Meals. That's it. Per month. It's like, are you kidding me? I can't even believe that he can say that with a straight face, but he says a lot of things like this. So I would definitely reopen the four plants that are still remaining up or upright and recommission them with fossil fuels. I believe that the Green New Deal and global warming is a farce. It's a Democrat money grab, and you should not keep away fossil fuels. We have an abundance of it in our country. We should use it. It's cleaner, better than it was before, and we should do it because we are hurting to the extent that everybody's, their electric bills, 100% of the people are being affected by this every month. It's over the last few months, we're okay because of the weather the way it is. Soon summer hits, it's going to be a big uh-oh when it happens again, when the air conditioner is going on. So we have to do that. Nuclear has got to be, somebody's got to really start really doing this now. They're going to say, oh, we're studying it. Well, I would do it, not study it. That's what I would do. And I believe that we have to do this now. We can't wait. And I just think that all of this is just folly. He's responsible for doing this. He's closed these down. And we have Brandon Shores is in Anne Arundel County. They're going to close that down. Well, why? What is this? And it's because it's the Democrat narrative on a national basis.
Governor Moore says he stands with the people when it comes to the MPRP project going through Baltimore County, Carroll, and Frederick counties. And he did replace the Public Service Committee chairman, which is now Kumar Barve. What would you do? How would you stand with the people, the farmers, the landowners, the property owners of these jurisdictions for this high-voltage transmission line?
Well, I went out to Melvin Bales' farm where it's going right through his property, and it's really interesting that, you know, it's like in a big extension cord from Pennsylvania down to Virginia with no benefit to Marylanders whatsoever, but it's going to go through and demolish lots of the farmland, and it's also going to diminish the value of this farmland, and we get no benefit from it. I would stop it. And he can stop it. He's in charge of the Public Service Commission. He could stop it. He's the governor. He should stop it. It's not right.
So you would take action by what? Nominating people to the Public Service Commission?
I would make sure that people are going to understand that land rights are very important to people like all of us. Land rights are important. If you're going to run, if you're going to run through my farm, which is in Easton, from Delaware to, say, West Virginia, there'd be a little mayhem if you're going to run through my farm. I guarantee you.
All right. Marty wants to know, will you return funding to those with disabilities? So we had the developmentally disabled that had massive cuts in the budget, and we're seeing some of the effects of that now with families not being able to take care of fellow disabled members of their own family.
Well, you're taking money from the people that are indefensible. You know, they can't really defend themselves. So you take it from the people that are handicapped? I don't get that. The ones that are in trouble are really more in trouble today than they were before Westmore. So we need to really fix that immediately. This is so unfair. It's almost indescribably unfair.
Would you support a statewide inspector general?
Yes, I would. You know, we've reached out to some of my staff has reached out to some of the people that are in that business, some of the personnel to see that. I think we desperately need that.
What could be done to root out waste, fraud, and abuse in Maryland state government?
Well, I believe that you go in and you take a look at every single department and let them explain what they're doing, why there are so many people. For example, there were 5,000 jobs available when Westmore got in. And he said, hey, let's fill them all. Let's just hire them all and get 5,000 people. And somebody stopped him at 3,500. Now, that's 3,500 people times, say, $100,000. You know how much money that is? And the state was running before without them. We need to stop that kind of nonsense. He's trying to curry favor with the state employees, the teachers' unions, and people like this. That's just wrong.
This is from Eddie. He says, yesterday, Governor Moore of Maryland signed a bill in the law that said the NRA will immediately sue the state. They're now banning a Glock-style handguns. Would you reverse this law?
Yes, I would. Okay. Yes, I would. I'm in favor. If some people are saying, oh, you know, I'm not for guns. I have always been for guns. I don't believe that we should ever do it. People kill. Guns don't kill. That's the way I view it. And I would not have anything to do with restricting anybody with any kind of gun.
All right, it's 8:43. More with Ed Hale Sr. coming up here. He's here till the top of the hour. More questions from you and yours truly. Right now, traffic weather on the threes with the one, the only, Lugnuts Johnson.
They're still so slowing. Don't say that in front of Ed, please.
He's cracking up.
I know. I can't help it. Ed, it's his show. I have to go with what he says. You know what I'm saying? The southbound side at both the Harvard tunnels are still slow, but a little better than they've been for the better part of the morning. I would say right now we're maybe 15, 20 minutes at the most on the southbound side. And the fog right now is not a big problem there. The wreck on the Beltway is still the problem. The cleanup is going to be there for a while. Tractor trailer is still involved here on the inner loop right after the bridge at Providence Road. You're better off in the center and the left-hand lane. Tail end of this backup, though, is all the way back to and beyond the ramp at I-83. So again, if you can get off the Beltway, work your way through Towson, come back over to Cromwell Bridge Road or Paring Parkway, Lock Raven Boulevard, come back to the Beltway there. That will save you some time on the inner loop, eventually trying to get over to the Parkville side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a day of rain, one more, scattered showers, storms possible throughout the day, warm and muggy, low 80s for the high today, mid-60s for the low tonight, then tomorrow, sunshine abounds. It'll be dry with a high near 80, and right now we're looking at, well, it's cloudy, 69 in Annapolis, 71 in Ellicott City. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. Feels like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
An off-duty New York firefighter is a hero after rescuing a woman trapped in her submerged car during a recent flash flooding. The firefighter spotted the vehicle filling with water, climbed on top, smashed through the sunroof using his bare hands and a metal cup to free her from her entrapped car. Carmen Pinto is the woman, and firefighter is Travis Langan. Kudos to Travis and these first responders, man. They run into burning buildings. They go at the risk of drowning himself when it saved this woman. So kudos to him. There's our feel-good news segment of the day brought to you by Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Is your outdoor cooking space ready for summer? If not, head to Town Appliance at Owings Mills. They're having their massive Memorial Day savings right now. Town Appliance has over 70 brands to choose from, like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Linux. Perfect for upgrading your backyard. When you tell Mayor Mayer I sent you, they'll help you find the best fit and promise to keep you right on budget. Go to townappliance.com for more information. Town Appliance, great deals for your entire home.
Ed Hale Sr. is with us here till the top of the hour. And Ed, this week we had an individual on from the Defense Freedom Institute that is suing several Maryland counties, Montgomery, Frederick, I think Prince George's County might be the other one, for what they're saying is a policy that is basically Maryland's State Department of Education regarding gender identity and allowing biological males to compete in women's sports and have access to women's locker rooms and bathrooms, etc. First off, I think Montgomery County has already changed their policy as a result of this lawsuit, but as governor, you would lead the charge here. Are you in favor of making sure that the Maryland State Department of Education removes this part of their curriculum and instructions and directives to the rest of the counties?
Directing women or men to go into women?
Well, it's a multiple. One is that should parents be told when their children identify as another gender?
I know what you know. You know what the answer is to that one. That's just so weird. It's almost indescribably weird. No. Yeah, I just think that the state should get out of it. Parents should parent.
Okay. And, again, should biological males be allowed access to private facilities that young girls use?
No, absolutely not. Okay. I was here before. I think last time I was here, Sean, I just said, that's just plain weird.
Right. No, there's a lot that's weird that's going on that's coming out of there. And finally, should they be allowed to compete in young girls' sports?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I feel bad for the women that are out there training and doing everything they can to compete against women. To have these guys come in, they should be ashamed of themselves. What, are you kidding me? I just don't get that.
Right. Should illegal aliens get any state benefits?
No.
Okay. Would you work with the Trump administration when it comes to illegal alien truck drivers, those that have CDLs that are on our roads? I know you had a trucking business for the longest time.
I can't even imagine hiring somebody that can't read a road sign or a map or look at a GPS. I can't imagine them being on our roads and how unsafe it would be. When you hear about these accidents, guys going down the wrong way on main highways and they can't because they can't read, I just find it. How do you justify that?
Yeah.
You can't.
So you're a veteran, and Governor Moore has been under a lot of scrutiny and criticism for his service record. Does this matter? Do you think it should matter to the voter as to whether or not he releases his service records to the public?
Deeply. You know, I released my records, and I was interviewed by American Banker magazine like 2000. They said, oh, you know, your bank is really growing like crazy. And they said I was a Vietnam vet. And that was wrong. I was not a Vietnam vet. So I called the paper or the magazine and I said, I was not a Vietnam vet. I fought the Battle of Chicopee Falls, Massachusetts. I did not go to Vietnam. So I wanted to be very clear that, you know, there was not of this false valor. You know, people really hate that. I don't know how deeply it's happening out there, but people just look at this and they don't like the dishonesty.
Yeah, and that is something that, again, I know that Sinclair Broadcasting has been looking at. We've been talking about it here at great length. And look, I thank him for his service, but there are a lot of questions, and he could clear all this up, clarify it with releasing his records to the public so we don't have to guess.
Has he come out yet and made it any statement at all about this?
He has made statements to podcasters saying that the Army has no problem with what he's been saying and that that's all that matters. Is again, they're basically saying, hey, look, some of it's by a FOIA request. They've got his DD-214, his discharge
right.
records, and some of it is not adding up, according to Sinclair.
Well, the military may not have a problem with it, but I believe that the public has got a big problem with it.
You think it's a trust factor?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
The honesty, you know, what's real and what's not real.
All right, more with Ed Hale Sr. Our closing questions and coming up in just a second. It's 8:50, 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
coming! I know. Ugh, what am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Made Pro! Call Made Pro! Call Made Pro!
I know. I'll call Made Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call MadePro 410-529-5960 or MadePro.com because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:53. We're closing up the interview here in just a couple minutes with Ed Hale Sr. And John Myrick will be with us on Friday. We had Dan Cox on last week, and we're trying to get everybody here in studio so that you can hear their positions and what they would do if they were in the governor's mansion. 8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
The late backing on the Beltway is still there. Tractor trailer involved hit the guardrail inner loop after the bridge at Providence Road. So again, if you're going from Towson, you're trying to get over towards Perrin Parkway, trying to get over to Parkville, big delay, backed up all the way back towards I-83. So again, you can get off the Beltway at York Road, work your way through there on Joppa Road. You can use Taylor Avenue. You can come back onto the Beltway at Lock Raven Boulevard or even Perrin Parkway. Probably would be better to get around that. This is a long delay, and if you're in the tail end of that backup, it's going to be at least 25 minutes or so getting through on the inner loop. Some late slowing at both the Harbor Tunnels, late slowing in and around Annapolis. There's still some fog, and we're still busy on I-97 southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 weather authority forecast. Rain, scattered shower storms here today. Warm and muggy with a high near 80. Drying out a little bit later on this evening into tomorrow. Right now, we're looking at 71 in Ellicott City, and it is 70 in Millersville as well. Closing up with Ed Hale Sr., we did have one question here from one of our listeners. And I'm sure you get this a lot because we've had it asked before, but I want to make sure that we get a chance one more time to ask you this question. And this is from Karen. She says, question for Mr. Hale. You change parties. Have you changed your views and beliefs to line up with Republicans and, more importantly, conservative core values?
I have been conservative since I made my first payroll in 1975. I signed the front of the paycheck. I automatically became conservative. I never thought about party affiliation at all until I looked at what the polling would be, me running against Wes Moore. Now, the party left me back then, and it's gotten even worse. Now, I've never seen anything quite like this. So I am absolutely dead set against most, if not everything, that they stand for. And I would really definitely just say that I'm about as conservative as it gets.
What message do you have to Democrats? That you're a former Democrat, now Republican running for governor. You're going to need Democrat votes in not just, obviously, the primary. You need Republican votes, but later on, if you are successful. What message do you have to Democrats?
Well, I'm just going to use authenticity, pragmatism, common sense, those types of things that you have to have so that you don't have all this fluff and this air that's coming out of Annapolis right now. And I would just be real, and I would get in and straighten up the government and, again, do an audit of the 501c3s and most of the departments to see what's right and wrong. And I would hire, which I've already done with Tyrone Keyes. He's a great guy. He's a lieutenant governor candidate with me, and I have a whole bunch of other people that were in previous governments that would be cabinet members that are going to help me out dramatically.
One of the big, I think, criticisms and questions of the last Republican governor is he didn't do enough to grow the party. In fact, he put a big split in the party with the former gubernatorial candidate that ran last time and lost to Wes Moore. What would you do if you win and you are the titular head of the party now? What would you do to grow the Republican Party in the state of Maryland?
Well, I'm doing it now. I have been endorsed by many of the Freedom Caucus and other people, and I'm about to get a few more next week with other people. Actually, I think maybe tomorrow night. And I'm going to be getting more of them, and I'm going to try to get them all together because I think that the imbalance of Democrats versus Republicans makes our state almost ungovernable. And I want to make sure that we get a balance of Republicans that can come in there and have a good discourse and discussion with our state issues. We really have a problem now, and we need to correct that.
You live on the Eastern Shore, and I'm sure the watermen are very important to you, and the land, and the Chesapeake Bay. News out this year that female crab population is in decline, and the bay is still a little bit struggling to be healthy. How would you preserve the bay? What would you do to make sure the bay remains a sound and wonderful body of water?
Well, the first people I went to see were my farmer, Bob Garrett, and I've got together a bunch of farmers at the Panera Bread on Route 50 in Easton. First meeting I had, I said, I'm thinking about running for governor. What do you think? What are your issues? They were first people. Number two were the watermen. I got together with them, and I've been with them, and I had a meeting at my farm. 185 people showed up about this. They don't have a voice. The existing governor said, I'll talk to you. He's not talked to him. He won't answer their phone calls. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about much of anything. He's neglecting everybody. But the neglect with the environment, with the Chesapeake Bay, which is, we have a fantastic state here, and we have great natural resources. He doesn't talk to them. I find it to be very, very strange that he doesn't, because they are a large constituency in the Western Maryland and the Eastern Shore, and I plan on making them giving them a seat at the table and talking to them. What makes it work?
If you aren't successful on June the 23rd, would you support the other GOP nominee, and would you work to help get him or her elected?
I would not support either one of these people.
When you say either one, which ones are you referring to?
Well, the two that are running against me.
There are actually nine running against you, aren't there?
Pardon me?
I think there's like nine people running.
But they're the others. That's okay. Ridiculous.
So you would not support?
No way.
If you don't win,
No. They're not worthy.
Okay. 30 seconds. Any final message to our listeners regarding why they
I just find it all. It's very interesting, Sean, the amount of things that are said, online about me, and I don't even want to talk about it. I tell my staff, they're all infuriated by all the lies and things that people are saying. I said, just don't engage with them. Let them go. Let them do what they want to do. And I expect to win, and I expect to win. And I'm going to give Wes Moore a tussle like you can't believe. Watch.
All right. Ed Hale Sr., thanks for coming in. Thanks for joining
us. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Good luck to you. That's going to do it for us. See you tomorrow at 6. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 6.